not participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
A month ago, my wife Sam and myself were invited to Kensington Palace in London to have coffee with Princess Di. I thought that meeting Diana again for the third or fourth time, we could talk to her about helping me educate the British people about the 40 neuromuscular diseases that we battle. We had a marvelous time talking about what we plan to do. And each time I'd been with Diana, it was when she needed me to help her do for someone else.
Marvelous.
Because this show is about heart, and because it's people helping people.
The Don and Mike Show.
I dedicate this telethon.
This Don and Mike Show.
Princess Di, the Princess of Wales.
Thank you, everybody.
Way to use it, Jerry.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
We had a marvelous time.
Whatever, she needed my help.
Help me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We had a marvelous time.
It was marvelous.
Marvelous. Let me just say, hello. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Shannon.
You know what that is? In the rear view mirror of my 67 Camaro.
Yes.
That is hump day in the rear view mirror.
That's right. We're skating to the weekend.
Countdown to the weekend.
Yeah. Go to your local Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills and take out $500 to spend on whatever you wish.
And don't forget, we reach the beaches and rule the pools.
Excellent.
There are three really completely lame groaners today.
Well, I, Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills, would simply love to hear them.
I'm Scott Shannon.
I know you are.
I'm a disc jockey with many facelifts.
And a damn good one.
What would a badly dehydrated guy stranded on a desert island have if he thought he was with two women? A mirage a trois.
Not too long to travel for that one.
What do many bald men in Sweden belong to? The hair club for Sven.
I get it.
Okay, let's go out with a big one.
All right. Here we go.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Hello. I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What satanic rock band features three fair-haired singers with dreamy eyes? Marilyn Hanson.
Oh, hey now.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey now. Come on.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America.
Wow.
877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, we only read them because they are what they are, and we don't pay nothing for them.
Free.
Hello. Hi, Julia.
They just keep sending them for free.
Yeah. True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Put that thing away.
Hello.
Hi, darling. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Big Guy. And all the ships at sea.
Tough guy.
Come enjoy their beef-sung lips. Don Geronimo. Beautiful feet, too. Don Geronimo and Tootsie O'Mara.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
And thank ye for listening to the Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday. 08/19/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah, hi, Buzz.
There it is.
Here you go. Hi. Hey. Don and Mike Show, it's August 19, 20-odd-4. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. I'm ignoring that. From Mexico North, please be calling 800-636-1067. That's Canada, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Very good. Let's have a great show.
You know all you're doing right now?
What am I doing?
By rubbing your feet like that?
Yes.
All you're doing is warming up
All you're, and go ahead, smell your hand.
Right.
All you're doing is warming up for that massage you'll be giving Tom Gavin.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to giving the massage to Tom Gavin, but we'll have to wait, though, for a while.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're 10 games out right now.
We'll have to wait as the Yankees have lost 3 and the Red Sox have won.
I'm not sweating this bet at all.
You shouldn't. I mean, mathematically, it's an overwhelming long shot that I will win the bet, but I will tell you that I believe... you know, the time is not now to concede.
Let me just, okay, well, I won't even, that was something I was going to ask you. I won't ask you. Just
not ready.
And if you could just do me this favor, please don't rub your feet in front of me while we're doing the show, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Didn't it bother you when we had that mousy program director, Matt Farber?
Oh, I hated that.
When we would have to go into his office.
The only way you would get me to put my shoes.
For a meeting, this guy would take off his
shoes.
That actually
motivates me to cover my feet up. Wow.
This guy would
and he had socks on.
He would take his shoes off
right.
and just start rubbing his feet
as, during a meeting,
as during the Daily Critique, as
right.
as he would methodically go through his list of things that we had done wrong
uh-huh.
that day. First off,
and he would sit in a chair like a woman. You know, he'd sit there with his legs folded up. And, you know,
he may have had the operation by now, Mike. Who knows? Now it may be Maddie with an I instead of a Y.
Oh, he was disturbing. Highly disturbing. He'd sit there. You know how when girls do this a lot, you know, we'll sit in a regular chair, but they'll pull their feet up. That's what he'd do. And then he'd fold his feet up into this yoga position.
He'd like cuddling himself. Like squeezing on his feet.
Well, you could have said anything to me and I would have kept my shoes off, but that motivated me to put them back on.
Reminded you.
Look at his big, gigantic notepad of all of his notes. 6:03 this morning. I didn't hear the weather. 6:03, didn't hear the weather.
GMs must like little mousy guys.
Sure.
Because we've had
sure.
a lot of them. They must like guys like that.
Sure they do. And look at the guy we got upstairs. I mean, he's not little mousy physically, but as far as his heart.
He has a mousy heart.
Our program director, please.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. For goodness sakes. He's got the intestinal fortitude of this index card.
Yes.
And how you doing up there, Cameron? hope all is going well up on your floor.
But Cameron at least has, you know, interests that are kind of rugged. You know what I mean? He has...
Well, he likes getting laid.
And he likes poker.
Yeah, he likes
football.
Poker.
I like that.
Yeah, but still.
He likes football.
But still, he's a soft program director.
I mean, they're all
they're all soft.
And
this
I can't call him doughy because that would indicate that he's fat like Buddy Scott, and he certainly is anything. But
no.
But let me just say this. He's soft in the head.
As they all
like
are.
All program directors are. They're soft in the head. Mike wants to talk about an animal. I want to talk about my wife. But before we do any of that, we have a couple of things that we have to open up that have arrived in the mail.
Oh, I love mail.
Including this, something...
You've got mail.
Do we have the note with this thing, Rob?
Yeah, it's tucked
inside. Is it tucked inside?
Or did it fall out? I had it tucked right in it.
I didn't see...
yesterday or the other day.
You didn't lose it in that office of yours, did you? We got it. Hold on. Here it is. Now, we got this in the mail. This is actually wonderful, and we're going to hang this flag in the studio. We have a United States flag.
Oh, that is beautiful.
That was sent to us, and the note says, "Dear Don and Mike, thank you. You guys are always on, just not in Iraq. It was nice to know, no matter how long I was gone, when I came back, you guys would still be the same. Thanks again. This flag was flown in Iraq May 15th, 2004, and it's sincerely Gunnery Sergeant Saslin S. I'm going to screw the first name up. S Z C A L A N.
Boy, that's tough. Zalin?
Zalin? Last name, Klowitz.
Zalin.
Zalin Klowitz.
Zalin.
Anyway, I don't think it's Yalin.
Oh, okay.
But that's. That's nice.
That's wonderful.
And that's a tribute, and we take that as such, and we thank you, Gunnery Sergeant. And,
it's an honor to get that. That really is.
Let's do hang that up in the studio. I mean, that's a flag that flew in Iraq.
That's terrific.
So anyway, thank you, Gunnery Sergeant. And did we try the guy on the phone? Was the phone...
I couldn't get through to him.
Let me just try it now. I'll try it now.
Hold on a second. The guy who sent us the flag?
Yeah, right.
Where can we put it, Rob?
I'm thinking over here...
Yeah, on the wall behind you, Mike.
Yeah, that's great. That's terrific.
Your voice information processing system. Please dial the number of the person you're calling. Okay. If you have a mailbox on this system.
Okay, hold on a second. Do-do-do-do.
What a nice thing to think of us.
No, it's wonderful.
I mean, especially when those guys were over in that environment thinking of us.
Sorry. There is no such number here.
Oh, maybe I misdialed it. Well, that was a problem we had earlier.
Talk to people over there, man. I mean, I don't think people talk about it enough what those guys are dealing with over there. Just with weather alone. I mean, even if you're not on the front lines.
Right. And you're sure to see a lot of those, regardless if you hate Bush or you hate Kerry, you're sure to see a lot of those support our troops.
Sure.
Stickers and signs everywhere. So
they don't make they don't make policy.
Listen, Gunnery Sergeant, the guy that sent us the flag.
What's that, BA?
We love it, but please get a hold of us.
The guy who sent you the flag, he actually physically came by.
Oh.
And he's already back in Iraq.
Oh, he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
Well, give you a little idea how understaffed we are over there.
Well, that would explain why we couldn't get hold of him on the telephone.
Yeah,
for sure.
He's not
all
in.
Right. Well, I hope you thanked him on our behalf, Beth Ann. I thought that the guy was back for good. I didn't realize he was, heading right back over there.
He had to go back.
Key Rice. Okay, well, thank you, Gunnery Sergeant. I hope this word gets back to his family.
Very nice. Very thoughtful.
We do appreciate it.
That's terrific.
Now, also from stuff that's arrived in the mail here, we got, and I guess that wasn't in the mail. That was just, although
right
it was
hand-delivered.
Yeah, hand-delivered in a package.
Wow.
We got this from, we'll give them a plug here. From Mid-City Signs in Rochester, New York. They make signs, obviously. They make billboards, and they make commercial signs.
Mm-hmm.
And they made us about 15 bumper stickers that say, Don and Mike, 10 years of indifference on 1280 WHTK Rochester, New York, with with a guy in a chair sleeping. Because Rochester is one of our 10-year affiliates. They consistently run the show every day for 10 years. WHTK Rochester. Now, I don't know if you're going to put this on your car.
I don't think I will, but I'd like one to keep.
There you go. But anyway, thank you to them for sending that. Then we get this. It's like all this junk arrives in one day. This one comes to me from a guy named Brian who listens in Green Bay on WNFL. Dear Don, hello. I am a beer vendor at Lambeau Field.
Yay.
I thought you might. Yeah, let's hear it for beer.
Yeah.
I thought you might like this. You guys are great and keep me happy during very tough times. Thanks, your friend, Brian Mile. And also, then he writes his internet name is Danny Ocean, but I won't tell you what his server is.
Okay.
Anyway, so I got the program from the first preseason game,
Packers
Seahawks,
cool.
And and that's nice. And I got the refrigerator magnet. But what I really loved that this guy sent was it's the button that the beer vendors wear at Lambeau Field.
Cool.
That's it has the Green Bay logo, plastic bottles, Miller Lite, MGD. $5.50.
Always a bargain.
And,
that's cheaper than you get it at a lot of other stadiums.
It's funny because that's something that the
guy. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's kind of a universal that they.
Oh, no, it's not. I've done some research into this.
Oh, really?
You'll be, not pleasantly surprised and not even surprised to know that the highest prices on everything in the National Football League are at FedEx Field, the home of your Washington Redskins.
Way to go, Danny.
and I'm not saying that just because of Snyder.
Oh, Danny boy.
I've actually seen where...
They do comparisons every year.
Yeah, in a publication where it says, for instance, if you go to watch the Cardinals, where a ticket is about $30 because they stink,
right.
You can get a 24-ounce beer for, I think, $2.99.
How much does Danny charge for, like, a bottle of that that Miller Genuine Draft?
I would imagine it would be upwards of $8. I would think. I'm not really sure.
Worth it.
But anyway, thank
you. Somebody will know. Somebody will tell us.
Thank you to Brian at Lambeau Field, because that's great. Thank you very much. I'll put that on my bulletin board.
Hey, very good. Mail is fun.
Now, and then we got the other box of mail. You got that box?
Yes, right here.
Okay, now, this is the thing that came from Big Ass Video.
Oh, yes.
Kick-ass video.
Kick-ass video. The other day, hold on, the guy's on the phone. Hold on.
Oh,
my
good.
Guy, my vendor.
The sergeant or the vendor?
The vendor. The vendor's on
Brian.
The phone. If the sergeant was on the phone, that would be a hell of a long distance.
That would, yes, absolutely.
He was down to my...
Calling from Rock. Rock, hey, Brian.
Hey, Dan. I didn't want you to mention the button because I kind of took it from Mark. I sent that out.
No, the button's the coolest thing because it's a button that a real vendor at Lambeau Field would wear.
Very, very cool. And I guess your beer prices are right in line.
Yes, they are. So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
All right, dude. I did. Thank you very much.
Yep, not a problem.
Okay,
bye.
See you later. All right.
That's very cool.
Now, we had... thank you, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the guy from Kick-Ass Video on.
Right.
He's a pornographer. We don't do the show that we used to do, but still, you know, who doesn't like talking about porno?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, at some point, Mike mentioned that he liked feet.
Yes. Right, I talked about that. And I think he probably pegged me for a fetishist.
And as a matter of fact, we're at the beginning of the show today. You know, you were...
Rubbing my own feet.
Rubbing your own feet.
And enjoying it.
Oh, hold on, here's a price check on beer at FedEx Field.
Okay.
Steve.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
How you doing? The beer, $5.50 at Lambeau Field. How much at FedEx?
$7 for a beer, $5 for a hot dog.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
See you later. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, what a deal. Wow.
And the publicity continues here on the WJFK Redskins flagship station.
$7. Yeah.
So anyway, this guy sent Mike all 32 editions of Barefoot Confidential, including one, I think I can read this. Sure I can.
And I should point out, was that addressed to me or was it addressed to the show?
No, it was addressed to Mike O'Mara.
Oh, see, because somebody got into it before I saw it.
Foot guy.
No, of course.
Yeah, let's see, there's one here, Mike. World's biggest foot job gangbang.
Right.
Let's see. We got 80 guys to make love to Britney's perfect size 8.5 feet. And
now her dogs are barking.
And to enjoy themselves over 100 times in a pair of glass Cinderella slippers. So that's that one. Then you've got these that are Barefoot Confidential. Then you have this one that's called Tickle Football.
Mm-hmm.
Caress my stems, my ankles, my soles, while you... do other stuff to me.
I like that one.
And it says, that's right, foot fans. You asked for it. You got it. The first, oh my goodness. You will not imagine in this one where the toes are going.
Well, let me take a peek.
The toes are going.
I'm starting to imagine.
Well, Buzz, the toes are going into, if you know where I stand.
Yes, I do, and we all do. And
then I think you know where
we all do,
where
yes.
The toes are going.
Right.
That would be the last place you would ever want a toe.
Boy, a lot of the feet involved here. You don't know where your toes have been.
Then we have, what is this one? Barefoot Confidential 6. Girls, 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 a gaggle of beautiful babes, all of them with beautiful feet. Mm-hmm. Some feet are pretty. Some feet are ugly. Some feet are dirty.
And I should point out again, on all the covers of this, they have the shoe sizes for all the models.
Oh, that's right.
That's a nice touch.
Let me
it's
see.
The quality you come to expect from Kick-Ass Video.
Well,
hey, did you see down at the bottom, down on this one, enhanced features, they have bloopers? I'd like to see a porn blooper.
For Dick Clark.
Here's one for Barefoot 8 Confidential. Smoking toes. If you're into toes, this is your video. These heartless girls know the power that their toes have over men.
Heartless.
And they love to abuse the power. Dina makes a nicotine addict smoke his last cigarette from between her painted toes.
Bad Dina.
Cruel Ariel. Gets a horny geek to lick dirt from her soft soul.
Yeah. I don't get that fetish. I'm not there,
it's
Buzz.
Barefoot ecstasy that you will never know.
Yeah, apparently there are subdivisions of foot fetishes that I wasn't even aware of. I am not a fetishist.
Let me see. I read you the one about black feet already. Here's one, Mike. Now there are some themes. Here's one from Barefoot Confidential 13. Foot day the 13th. Bare feet in the toilet. Oh, my.
Doing a little self-editing there?
Yeah. A teasing girl wiggling sweaty brown skin toes in the air. Asphyxiation by an English girl's tiny feet crammed down a hungry throat.
Oh, God.
Foot washing with soap, water, and thick gobs of suds.
Yeah.
The soiled feet of a sleeping Amazon.
I want to see that one.
Sounds like 13 is your lucky number.
Wow.
Hold on.
Incredible. What a package.
Oh, the kick-ass guarantee.
Remember, they all have the kick-ass guarantee.
All natural girls, no condoms, all naked sex, and entertaining.
The kick-ass guarantee.
Here's one for you, Mike. This is from 27, if you're into this. This DVD, the entire DVD is based on wrinkled Latina souls. Look at these pink, ultra-wrinkled souls to the right. Laura just turned 18. They don't get fresher than that. She's 5'10", so you know that she's got some nice long toes. This is Laura's first time showing her feet on film anywhere. But her feet are on glorious display for you now.
Wow. So a category of foot fetishism is wrinkled soles, and a subcategory of that is Latina wrinkled soles. It's amazing.
Yep. Let me
incredible.
See if just a couple more.
Incredible!
Foot galore? I can't tell what that one is. Okay, foot jobs are us. You've been asking for more foot jobs. Now you got it.
Yes, foot.
Girls and their fingers. Every girl, all ten toes, I should say, rather, not finger.
Oh, my.
The word finger was in there. And then you have barefoot bitches.
yeah, as a matter of fact.
That's what these girls are. Dana ties up her husband and teases him with her puffy bare feet.
Wow.
Then he's forced to watch her lick a stranger's feet she's met on the internet.
That's a he.
Her evil
grin. I wouldn't recommend that.
Her evil grin as she licks the stranger's feet will thrill and chill you. And then there's Magic Genie Delilah with her sexy foot jewelry.
Like magic.
To have
hey, foot jewelry. I'm all about foot jewelry.
To have his wish granted, a poor mook has to lick and suck her dirty feet. And just when the guy thinks he's going to get lucky, well, it's time for another foot bathing.
Wow. I'm all about washing the feet, adorning the feet with jewelry. Well, I like that, like toe rings. But to wash the feet, you'd like to wash clean feet. You don't want to wash the dirty feet.
No, I don't want to be anywhere near dirty feet. Now, Mike, on this one, the first collector's edition, there is no liner note for this.
Huh.
However, if you look carefully, these women, while they are not naked, these two right here, what they're doing is they're rubbing their feet in a gigantic bowl of worms and a gigantic bowl of live worms. You getting a look at that, huh?
No, that doesn't do it for me at all.
That's not your thing?
No, not even a little bit.
And, you know, it's funny. This is not the first time we've examined these weird fetishes. Remember, some time back we had videotapes of women in lingerie popping balloons by sitting
balloons,
on them.
Balloons, yeah.
Yeah.
This is an AVN award winner, though. Well, there you go.
Here's one called Toe the Line.
I get it.
A scheming blonde maid uses her wrinkled soles to seduce her wealthy boss.
Again with wrinkles.
Then you have Lil Piggies.
That sounds cute.
A young intern makes a senator grovel and lick peanut butter off her blonde toes.
Wow.
I'm not making this up. Well,
who doesn't like peanut butter?
Sweet feet.
It's basically an unlimited supply.
You have a foot fetish, we have perfect feet.
Wow.
We're meant for each other. Come suck on our toes. Glide your hands over our shapely stems. That's too good. Anyway, Mike, the box is here for you.
Congratulations. Well, I'm not. It's been handled now, that so it's been soiled. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Well, they're all still shrink wrapped.
Yeah, they're sealed for your protection. Yeah. Boys, help yourselves. Anything that anybody wants over here, I know around here it'll be great to treat everybody. Well, look at how many we have here.
Don,
you know what? During your little explanation, I've got my two that I'll hold on to. The rest of them, boys.
Mike, what were your selections, if I may be so bold?
I took the original, I believe. This is the first collector's edition, right? That would be the original
the
one right there.
That's the AVN Award winner.
That's the worms.
That's the girls with the feet in the bowl of worms.
And then I've got episode 21 here.
Oh, that is a good one.
And I'll look through because this one doesn't really do it for me. You know?
No, I'm not an award winner.
I'm into the jewelry, you know, and all that stuff.
Generally speaking, Buzz, do you want ownership of these for the time being?
Generally speaking, no. Thank you. Okay. I mean, you're not into the. It looks like good stuff there, Buzz.
Well, I'll look at them. I'll take it. I predict.
I mean, I'll tell you if it was garbage.
I'll tell you this: if we just left the box out, they'll all be gone by 11 p.m. That would be my prediction.
Oh, I bet by 7:30.
I think we ought to try that experiment.
What?
We ought to leave it here over the weekend.
Or even overnight.
Mike, we could leave it here at some point during the today, before business hours, before the end of business today.
We should actually make a list and see what gets taken.
No, you know what's better?
What?
I know someone who's not at work today. It would be real nice to just pepper his office with those.
To
put them, like, on the bookshelves and maybe put them strategically.
No. Here's what we do. No. Not so it's noticeable, but really take one of his bookshelves and neatly
put the entire collection.
Okay. Make it happen. And that man's name is...
I know.
Yeah, well, don't tell him. he's not in town.
Yeah, that's what the victim
like, even
was,
if he wasn't in town, he'd be listening. Yeah, he doesn't pay attention anyway.
Right.
But first dibs for anybody that works here.
Good.
Right now, if you want him, come on in the studio. If you Fair want enough. Some of this foot porn that we got.
We got tons. Just name your fetish. Tell us which one you want.
Come on down.
It's yours.
So here's... Oh, hold on. Is it
John Norman?
John Norman came in already?
John Norman, I think, was joking.
Oh, sure.
I don't think the wife would want to bring those home.
I'll hold one for you, though.
Yeah, okay, that's code. Yeah. I got that code. Yesterday, for a day when I didn't have my wife on the show, I hadn't planned on having her on the show. Right. She was on the show yesterday. It seemed to me 100 times that I would call her during a commercial set, and then because of our crazy phone system, if you call and nobody picks up, it re-rings so the light would go on while we were on the air, and she would say, "Did you call me?"
Yes.
And I said, "Yes, I tried to call you, but you didn't answer the call, and now you're calling me back. I'm on the radio." So we had a bunch of discussions yesterday, and one of the discussions was dinner last night.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, I had what I have most nights, which is, dinner a la me.
Mm-hmm. You make your own dinner.
Yeah, I make my own dinner. I'm cool with that. My wife works.
You know what you like.
And besides, she doesn't like real food. Mm-hmm. She likes only the natural tofu crap.
So I am. And I almost every night eat at one of the area's finest restaurants around the area. I'll go to, different gourmet restaurants
Hank's
every night.
Look around cafe.
Oh, that. But I mean, I'm talking about, that's the lifestyle.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she does, I should say in her defense, that she does, buy me healthy food, so I don't eat crap when I eat my own food.
Right, but it's real food.
And last night, she said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "Well, I guess, there's the old standby, chicken and broccoli."
Mm-hmm.
I'll make myself some chicken, I'll have some broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Fine with the meal. Fine, absolutely
fine.
What
type of chicken are we talking about here?
Just
a boneless breast?
Yeah, three boneless breasts. Just put them in the oven for, 20 minutes at 450, and then, eat out.
Any seasoning on them at all?
Yeah, a little. If you must know, some cayenne pepper and then some other stuff to make it taste good.
Just cayenne pepper?
And other stuff. I don't know. I just pour a bunch of stuff on it.
Really?
Oregano. And
why? I mean, you're talking about it. Why being so secretive? What's your secret baked chicken recipe?
If it was cayenne
it's
pepper.
It's not just cayenne pepper.
Right.
But I can't tell you for sure what it is because when I open up the thing with the spice rack, I just kind of look around and whatever looks good to me, I go, Oh, look at this. This is like grilled chicken seasoning. Okay, I'll put some of that on. And then I go,
If you don't read the ingredients.
Yeah, cinnamon.
Yeah. I was going to think cinnamon would really put
it. I would know not to put... Well, yeah. You mean like if there was actual... You're not talking about on the label
it says
cinnamon.
You sort of indicated that you didn't really look at anything.
Guys, I'm not that stupid.
Okay.
Like, for instance,
right.
Where it says nutmeg, I wouldn't put that on my chicken.
Okay.
Okay.
I would imagine there would be very specific seasonings to put on chicken.
Yeah. I just don't know a lot about it. I know what I like. I know that the ones that I put on my chicken are in a certain spot in the Lazy Susan, and I spin that baby around and I get my spices.
That's neat.
So, but that's not the point. The point is that I have my dinner.
Yes.
Why are you?
No, it's just funny because we got you off the point and you were getting us back on the point.
Right. But nobody cares about the point.
We care deeply.
You don't care.
No one cares about what you put on your chicken. Let me say that there is one major exception to that rule. I was fascinated to know what you put on your chicken.
I like sage.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
On chicken, sure.
I put on my chicken a chicken seasoning. They actually have a McCormick seasoning.
Oh, that rocks.
That's incredible stuff.
Yeah.
You want to go crazy?
I recommend that highly if you ever want to try it.
Yeah. I try not to put salt on.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, just use the poultry seasoning. It's really, it makes it chickeny.
Guys, I like what I do.
I know.
My chicken is fine.
All right, don't cook.
Thanks for the help.
Mrs. Dash. Cayenne is good.
Mrs. Dash has been in the mix occasionally.
They've expanded quite a bit, Mrs. Dash, with a variety of seasonings that they put on.
Go to our website, RegisandKelly.com.
For
today's recipe. So anyway, here's the point with
this. Yes, the point.
She has her separate tofu, whatever, goddamn hippie food she's having. I'm having my nutritious, tasty dinner. We go up to bed. She gets into bed. She says, "What are you watching?" Of course, that's the discussion. I don't want to watch the news. So I said, All right, and I turned on, I think there's always a rerun of Law and Order on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I said, this is good, we can both watch this. And so we're just laying in bed, I'm reading a book, she's reading a book, TV's gone, boy's gone, house is calmed down. She closes her book, and she says, and I said, tired? She said, no, I'm sad. And I think, oh, now it's going to start with the stuff with Bart having gone off to college. Mm-hmm. So I was ready for it. I said, what are you sad about, baby? She said, all those chickens. I feel sorry for all those chickens that are killed. And my response was, I looked right at her, laying right next to the woman in bed. I said, I sure like eating them. And then at that point it was clap on, clap off, lights off, TV off. She rolls over, cold shoulder. I said, hey, what are you doing? Did you turn the lights off and the TV off? What's up? She said, I don't even want to talk to you. I said, my comment was, I sure like eating them. And she said, but they're treated so unfair. I said, I don't care how they're treated. I like eating them. You care how they're treated, so you don't eat them. More power to you. Put another sticker on your car, for God's sake. But I like eating chicken. And she got really mad at me.
Right.
She said, do you know how they're treated? I said, I've seen the stuff on TV.
There have been a lot of news stories recently about how chicken are treated.
She said, doesn't that bother you? And I said, in the big scheme? No.
Mm-hmm.
No. And then she said, well, then, and I'm getting this one a lot now. I'm glad I'm learning this about you. He's like, yeah, hi. Hey, listen, honey, we've been married 23 friggin' years. What, you're just learning this about me? That I enjoy eating chicken? You know,
she's upset about the way the chickens are treated before they're killed.
You know, and I believe then the final word on this was, because we rolled over and we're back to back, you know, no conversation. And of course, she's not going to say anything. Cause So I said, now, keep in mind, the bedroom's totally dark, you know, and I said, so is this how it's going to be? Is this how it's going to end for tonight? She said, I guess so. I'm okay with it. I said, I am too. And I lay there for a second, and I can't let it go. I said,
no.
I can't believe you got so pissed, because all I said was, I like eating chicken. She said, I'm really upset about that. And I said, well, then why don't you get off your ass and do something? Like, join the Peace Corps.
It's always the Peace Corps with you.
And
join the Peace Corps.
And
save the chicken.
And that's when she said,
because the Peace Corps has done marvelous work at all those chicken races.
Well, that's just my answer to everything.
No, I know.
And it was at that point that she got up and she went to the other room. And I went to sleep. And all I know is when I woke up, she was next to me this morning. So everything was okay.
Yeah.
It was just a lapse last night for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, come on. I love her, but what a crazy bitch.
That's when you want to, you know, duck out and come down to the breakfast table the next morning with a bucket.
I mean,
bucket of KFC.
For goodness sakes. What is it, baby? What's wrong? What's on your mind, baby? Tell me anything. I'm your man.
Right.
I'm here at the end of the day for you. What's happening, baby? I want to get in touch with those feelings. What's happening? I feel so sorry for chicken.
Mm.
Well, I like eating them. And then, like, that's right there, that's the end of my night.
Wow. Yeah. It's amazing what makes certain people sad.
That was that. But then this morning, apparently, by the time she had gotten up, she had forgotten about the plight of the chickens, because she was...
Maybe she was sleep talking.
Just as happy. No, she was wide awake. And what is your animal story?
Came home yesterday, and the housekeeper comes once a week and, you know, keeps me from being a total slob.
Uh-huh.
And she'd had 2 weeks off, and so there was a lot for her to do. And usually, if I want something done, I'll leave a little note. I didn't even leave a note, but she'll always leave a note. Let me know what's in the dryer, what's not, you know, what got done, what didn't get done.
Pick up condoms.
And she says, in the note, at the very end, she said, had a little tough time leaving. Was afraid to go out to the car. You have a bobcat in your yard.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't know from bobcat, but she said, you might want to be careful letting the girls play out back. Because it took me about 30 minutes, it wouldn't leave. The bobcat would not leave.
Wow. Was this, like, wildlife or a comedian?
I don't want to go out there. You better stay away from your car.
Or a member of the Charlotte Bobcats.
But a bobcat, and I don't know, bobcats are not like cougars. They're smaller,
right?
But I don't even know what a bobcat is. And I said... So last night,
I'll tell you what, it's not whatever this sound effect is. It's like an alligator.
But I don't know what a bobcat could do to you, and I don't know why a bobcat would be hanging around a you know, a residence, even in a rural area. But, you know, I've had wild turkey, bear, deer, and now a bobcat, and it's starting to get a little, you know, the glass menagerie out there.
Aren't they tailless, like bobcats?
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's why they call them bobcats.
Little tufted ears. They're kind of a blondish cat.
But do we have them out in Virginia? Is that, we got bobcats in Virginia?
Apparently we do. Yeah, I think we do. I'll double check, but I believe we do.
But I got a bobcat.
One important question?
Yes.
Your drink, your cleaning lady?
Yes.
She drink?
No, because you know what I always do when anyone comes into my house? I measure. I take all the booze and I check.
Sharp marks on the bottle?
Just to make sure there's no stealing going on. You know, I measure my booze.
I swear to God, I've not heard that since I was a kid.
Yeah. And parents used to do that.
My dad used to do that religiously.
Mark the bottle?
Mark his little spot on his bottles.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a little nervous around the house last night. You know, just, I peeked out this morning, and so like an idiot, I'm thinking, it's probably a one-shot deal. I'm thinking I'm going to go out back and see, and also that carcass smell is out there.
You know what?
Where a deer has died out there.
You killed that bobcat. I bet that would taste great.
McCormick.
With some seasoning, Mrs. Poultry Dad. Seasoning.
I bet I could use that poultry seasoning on the bobcat. You know, but it would make your wife very sad.
Or you can domesticate it and keep it as a pet.
I'd love to see it. I would love to see the bobcat. But, you know, technically I got the kids this weekend. I sure don't want to see it if they're playing outside. And I don't have a weapon to shoot the bobcat because I don't have guns in my house. But I mean, what can I don't know what a bobcat is capable of doing.
Do you want me to loan you some guns?
Some of your guns?
Some of my guns?
Yeah, give me the 50 cal, will you?
Some of my hundreds?
Your hundreds?
My hundreds of guns.
Yes, sir. You know, we do know somebody that could probably, that's a bobcat?
John Norman from the internet has just handed you a picture. Is that the bobcat?
Well, it looks like, you know, it looks like maybe it could be mistaken for a regular cat. A little bigger, though.
Actually, we'd have to talk to Consuelo, wouldn't we? To your housekeeper. She's the one.
You know, she's very much American.
Well, like I said, we'd have to talk to. I just like saying the name.
I know. But I mean, no, she, and I think that, you know, we converse and the, you know, the notes and stuff. So, I mean, I do believe that she. She knows what she's talking about.
It's not
bobcats
lion.
Are found in almost any type of habitat.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Except metro areas, so.
Hello, Rick. Don and Mike show. Rick.
Yeah, Mike, the only way you're going to see a bobcat is if it has rabies, because they're very reclusive.
Well, that's not good. It just gets better and better.
Okay, hold on a second. Johnny. John.
Yes.
Don and Mike show, Johnny.
Hey, that alien that Mike said was in his backyard, that's a bobcat.
Oh, that noise. Remember you heard that noise?
Wow, you're right.
Oh, you know, that's right. I forgot that.
Oh, my God.
I forgot that a couple months ago you were convinced an alien was in your backyard.
Oh, the horrible sound. The horrible sound I've never heard. Oh, man, it's all coming together right now.
Yeah, I bet that's it.
They live out there.
Nothing like this sound.
Because
here.
I watched something. They were all small, but I saw.
Exactly like this sound, Buzz.
And remember I told you I saw the two kind of figures going up the hill, and I didn't know what they were, what kind of animals they were?
Right. Okay.
You're going to have to buy a gun.
But wait, this says desert. Ranges through all four deserts of the American Southwest.
Oh. Hold on. I got a
favors rocky, brushy hillsides.
Hold on. Here is a biologist from Las Vegas. hold on. There's a screen. Hello, the screen just went. Brando, there it is. Hello, John, Las Vegas.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, yeah, you don't have to worry about a bobcat. It's not going to attack you. You don't have to worry about those at all.
Thank you, doctor. That was great detail. So when
I'm good.
When the maid walks out the front door and sees the bobcat in the yard, she should just proceed quietly to her car?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she would be lucky to get a really good view of it. If you go out there, it'll probably just run away.
I told you I think she was drinking, but that's just me.
If you have a big turkey hanging around, that would actually give you a worse problem than a bobcat.
Okay, now Beth Ann.
Bobcats are curious like cats, but they are very shy and never come up to people. They do not make good pets.
No.
Bobcats have very sharp teeth and are carnivorous, eating only meat.
Uh-huh.
The bobcat's scientific name, Felis.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Felis.
Felis.
Has to do with the cat family.
Yes.
Felines. The scientific name for the house cat is Felis catus.
I swear to God, I didn't make that up.
Did you poison it?
No.
We got a break.
I don't want to poison the bobcat.
It might have the rabies.
I want to see the... Well, that worries me.
Mike, we got a break. Mike, let me just say, I want to be the first to say this during this crisis in your life.
Yes.
Thank God you're okay. I want to be the first to say that, okay?
Thank God.
Feel better.
Okay. When we come back, we got a break here for Dr. 90210 when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The
Maybe.
WJFK Dateline can change your life.
Baby.
Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
Baby.
All right.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It understands this time. It's wonderful.
Frankenstein, where is it? Where is it?
Ah! Quiet, you fool! Get away with that torch.
We're going to have Dr. Ray on here in a second. Plastic surgeon.
Catch the rope, quick! Get him to the cellar. Shoot it! It's a monster!
The Don and Mike Show. Smoother than Bacardi Limon. Don and Mike.
Bacardi Limon.
Get away with that torch.
Dr. Ray is on the phone. Now, I give a little plug for this show,
all right?
And I'll tell you why, because it's, you know, there's so many reality shows now, and God knows we have the people on. And, you know, here's a shock that the WB called yesterday. They didn't like the conversation with the ditzy girl that won the $77,000.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Well, they can pound sand.
Yeah.
This is a show that's on E! And even my wife pointed this out to me. She started me watching this show. It's one of those shows on, it's Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
So until football starts, if I'm in bed on Sunday night, my wife picks the channel, is what she picks. And then she's showing me in this, what is this, Entertainment This Week magazine?
Yes, Entertainment Weekly, right.
In the must list, the number 5 hottest thing is Dr. 90210.
Hmm.
E's reality show take on Nip Tuck that offers a fascinating look at the perfection-obsessed lives of the doctors who perform extreme makeovers. Mm. Now, the guy, Dr. Ray, is a good-looking dude. You'd expect him to be a plastic surgeon.
Right.
And the show's really pretty good.
And he's in the seat, the actual center of plastic surgery in the United States.
In the world, man.
Beverly Hills.
Hey, yeah. Dr. Ray.
Yeah.
Hey, first off, where are you from?
I am from Brazil. My father's actually American, and I have a Brazilian mother. And I was born in Brazil.
Yeah, because he
had plastic surgery.
He has that look about him, that look that says
Latin lover.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
yeah, absolutely. So not only is he one of these guys that gets to see women all the time and do this stuff to them.
Right.
He's a good looking guy. And his specialty, I know this. His specialty is the breast enhancement where he goes through the belly button.
Oh, very, very popular, right, doctor?
You know, it just occurred to me at one point, if we're trying to make these young ladies a little prettier, why are we putting big holes on them?
Scars.
So it occurred to me, the good Lord already left a scar in the belly. Why not use an existing scar to augment them? So we helped pioneer the transumbilical breast augmentation, which is to do the breast augmentation to the belly button. So it makes a lot of sense.
And is that, you know, when I heard that the very first time, I thought that procedure would be more difficult, you know, just on distance alone, than going in through, like, the underarm or underneath the breast. I mean, is it more difficult, or is it...
You know what? I can see why you would think that, because the distance is a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But with the advent of, cameras and things like that, what we call endoscopic surgery. Let me just pick an example. Remember, it wasn't too long ago when on these NBA athletes, when they had to have knee surgery,
right.
You make these huge cut on their legs.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, we do it endoscopically, i.e., arthroscopic surgery. We can fix their entire knee with a little tiny hole on the side of their knee.
Mm.
So as medicine's progressing, we're moving more and more and more towards robotics. We're moving more and more and more towards making big operations through little tiny holes with a camera. And that's all the transumbilical is. It's really...
I bet it's made you a ton of money.
You know, well...
Come on!
You know, it's funny. As I said on my show before, and I'm sure no one believes me, but it's true. Medicine is not, it's not a business, you know. I'm always a little offended.
You're a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills,
you know,
Dr. Ray.
I hope that our profession has not gone so far downhill that we are equated with sort of money-hungry, low-ethic kinds of people, because there's quite a few of us who still...
Now,
hold on, high standards.
Dr. Ray, before you get defensive, I'll say that when I've seen the show, it's not like Extreme Makeover. It's not like that. The Swan.
Right.
It's, I don't know how to put this, except you get to see the guy behind the scenes. You see all of the dirty stuff. And by dirty stuff, I mean you see the guts and
you
see the insides and everything. And then you get to see the doctor. And it's not that you're ever mean. It's not that you're ever spiteful, but there are episodes I've seen where maybe you're sleep-deprived, where there is an occasional, the doctor says something to somebody.
Like somebody he's working with?
Yeah, a lot of that happens, and then you see him when he has to go in and talk to these women.
Right.
They're having the balloons put in their chest.
Right.
And that's the most interesting part, because it's not like some fake... Although what you do, I mean, you are applying fake stuff to people's bodies, but it's not one of those shows where you get, like, what was the show where we had the women who had the awful teeth on and...
The Swan was another
one with really ugly women and they made them look better.
Right.
There's none of that crap, like, where they come out on display and then say, this is what I've dreamed for. Now I'm a new person. It's all the new inside me. It's just...
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit too far.
It's really like...
I wanted to ask him about that, about like shows The Swan, where they have all of these procedures.
It's funny. You could tell the country was not too happy with that progression of the plastic surgery on television type of genre.
But let me just...
Extreme Makeover came out, and they kind of presented surgeries and things like that, and I think they presented relatively elegantly. The next generation of shows came out, and they pitted one woman against another. They did, you know, tons of surgeries on these girls, which are probably a little bit unsafe. And I think our show just represents a maturation process of the plastic surgery on television type of genre.
Here's what I would say.
TV.
I would say, as far as reality TV goes, it's realistic. And what I like about the show is that it's not a game. It's not like, no one's trying to win $1 million.
Yeah.
These are broads that want to have themselves fixed up. And you see what really goes on.
And you see the before and after also.
Yeah, and you see the consultations before. Mm-hmm. And you see, when Dr. Ray is trying to be polite to some girl.
It's not going to help you.
Yeah, but there are a lot of very real, very awkward, very... funny moments. I know they're not supposed to be funny, but when you're watching the show, it is funny.
And I would have
My wife yelling at me. The whole point here, guys, was that, you know, Nip Tuck came along and it kind of presented us, and I know it's a lot of fun making fun of plastic surgeons, but kind of presented us in sort of, these hypersexual, unethical, money-hungry, you know, basically scumbags.
Hold on. Let me just say this, and I've already said I'm a fan of the show. You are doing a TV show, though.
Yes, but let me just one.
And unless all the proceeds are going to the Peace Corps, I'd have to put you in the money grubbing category there.
You know what? The finances of the E Channel. I mean, it's a wonderful channel, but really, we probably take a hit for doing the show for them.
Oh, you mean so you're not
taking a lot of time off?
You're actually by doing the show.
You take a hit for sure.
You take a hit because you can do more procedures that way.
Because they pay us a little bit, but it's far, far less than we would make
if you're doing a day of surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
But
we take a hit.
It's good advertising for you.
Well, you know, I was already maxed out before the show came along. But the benefit of it is it allows me to do two things. One, it allows me to present some wonderful new operations that really the public wouldn't really have access to before, such as the butt augmentations, which are the latest rage in Beverly Hills today.
All right, what is a butt augmentation?
And I'll get back to that just a second. And then the transumbilical, we can do all kinds of wonderful things robotically and endoscopically. So the show gives me an opportunity to present some of these new operations, showcase some new operations.
Tell us about the butt operation.
But also, it presents us as normal people. That was the whole crux of the show. We're not the scummy people you see on Nip Tuck. We're actually regular guys. You know, my doctor's a regular guy in a very glamorous world.
You know, let me ask you about, as far as getting into that line of work. When you go through the whole medical procedure, when you go through, you know, and you go through med school, you do your internship.
Right.
The way I understand medicine is it's not always, it's kind of you go where you get to go, right? You go where you get to do your... Did plastic surgery find you, or did you find plastic surgery?
You know what? I hate to say this, you guys. Excuse me. It's plastic surgery is actually very competitive. Once you struggle to get into medical school and you finally get in, you think, oh, my gosh, it's all over. I'm finally in.
Right.
The competition, unfortunately, is just starting. It's just like law school.
Right.
If you don't make law review in law school, you're probably going to get a crummy job.
How do you think...
Medical school is the same thing. You compete against all the other people in your class, and the top people go into orthopedics, plastic surgery. Sort of the, you know, the people that are not maybe as competitive go to some of the, you know what, better not even mention them, but some of the last glamorous fields.
If you get your, you know, if you do well and you're top of your class, you can kind of write your own direction. Okay.
If you don't do, you know, maybe you're not as competitive. You know, I don't want to say because I'm going to offend my buddy physicians, but
well, tell us what the bad doctors are.
Yeah. Tell us some of the bad doctors.
If you're at the bottom of your class, you're going to more likely end up in proctology or what?
You know, proctology is actually surgical, but
right.
Again, I don't want to offend my colleagues in medicine.
All right, let me just ask you this,
you can end up in a non-surgical
field. Hold on. Answer me this, and I'm a fan of yours. If you went out to average people on the street, you talked about the PR rap that you guys have. The first, you are a doctor, you did go to medical school.
Right.
So, if you went out on the street and you said to somebody, who's more of a doctor? And you said, a dentist?
Well, then you'd take dentists out of it.
I know, but I know technically not, but let's just say you talk to people, because, right, you know, you lump it all together, healthcare. Mm-hmm. So you say, a dentist, a podiatrist, or a plastic surgeon. I think if you asked most average people, mm-hmm, that even though you're right, dentist is not really a doctor, I think the plastic surgeon would still be third.
Yeah,
and I'm first or last? Which one did you say? Last?
Last. And I'm
because
and
the, because the know, stigma. Because the
right,
stigma.
Because
yeah.
You know, we're more for fun. So many parts of medicine are so sad. You know, if you think of oncology and,
right,
you know, trauma surgeons. When you walk into a plastic surgeon office, you can actually be happy. Here is, you know, it's a happy...
And how great is your job?
It's a happy field. You know, we're not the most. It's not the most serious thing, but it's happy. So what? What's wrong with being?
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Do you have a famous wife?
What's that?
You have a famous wife, right?
Is my wife famous? What'd you say?
Yes.
No, my wife's a nice gal. She's not famous.
She what? Did you think she was a movie star?
Hold on, no. I got a guy on the phone here. Who says, well, never mind. He hung up.
You can be nice and famous,
or maybe.
My wife made me, you guys. If it wasn't for my wife, I'd be nothing.
No, we were just wondering if you were married to a celebrity.
I mean, I've seen...
You know what? My wife she came to Beverly Hills, Hollywood area, to become an actress. And unfortunately, she married me, and she got pregnant, so her dream didn't come to fruition.
Oh, listen, did you give her...
my fault.
Did you give her the extra stitch?
You know, I think it's it's public knowledge that my wife had breast augmentations, and you know, when you have a child, your breast really shrinks.
Right.
And so, you know, we made her a little fuller like she used to be. When I married her, she was a C. After the baby, she was like an A. Harmless saline implant, and she's happier now.
You sound like you're totally jacked about what you do. You love what you do, don't you?
You know what? I mean, how can you not love it?
Mm-hmm.
Here, you get to make people happy. It's not like oncology. You can make people happy.
You do get to make some good coin at it.
Oh, absolutely, right?
I mean, don't deny that.
Money was never a main emphasis in my life, and I know it's difficult, and this world's become so materialistic. It's difficult to comprehend that. But when you're successful in whatever you do, money will follow. So you don't have to worry about money. Money follows success.
Do you think because of your zip code, though, you obviously do better than plastic surgeons in, say, Mobile, Alabama?
Well, you know, some very
small
towns. But you're right. You know, by and large, you're right. When you have this kind of address, you know, it's going to be a little easier to... But don't forget the absolute brutal competition. Let me give you an example. When I left Harvard Medical School, my professor says, Robert, you going where? I said, I'm going to Beverly Hills. He says, Robert, 1 in 12 of the world's plastic surgeons, 1 in 12, are going to be 2 miles from you. So, yes, it does draw patients because of my zip code, but it is so competitive. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Montana has, last time I checked, about 7 plastic surgeons, okay? Just on my floor here in Beverly Hills. We're not talking my building.
Wow.
On my floor, there's 7 plastic surgeons.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, so it's very competitive.
Can you tell us who's the most famous person you've ever worked on?
Oh,
are you allowed to say
very,
that?
Very, very sneaky.
Oh, yeah. I'm sneaky.
You know what? They would own my house, my car, and I would be back to Brazilian ghetto.
Are there any famous? Are there any famous people that you have worked on that don't care whether you mention their name, that wouldn't mind if you?
I'll put it this way. I'll put it a little tease. On the show, we're gonna feature some of our celebrities. So you got to watch to see some very, very cool celebrities.
Oh.
But you know what? There's a new law in America enacted April last year. It's called the HIPAA law.
The what?
It's called the HIPAA law, H-I-P-P-A-A. It is incredible secrecy that doctors are held to nowadays. I'll give you an example. Now, I hope the FBI will understand this. I get a phone call from the FBI a while back.
Really?
You know, not every one of my patients always does the right thing, right? I have 5,000 patients. Every once in a while, a patient's going to do something crazy. So one of my girls did something, I guess, a little bit illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, I get a call from the FBI. FBI calls and says, Dr. Ray, hi. You know, one of your patients gone astray. We need some information on her.
Gone astray.
And I said, you know what, guys? I love to help you. But I'm bound by the HIPAA law, which basically states that I cannot divulge patient information to anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wow. So you mean that even counts with a plastic surgeon?
And she was in having a brand new face.
Would that count with a dentist?
Yeah.
Yes, doctors and doctors.
Would that
rule applies to everyone.
What about with a podiatrist?
Mm-hmm.
What about with a podiatrist?
I think it... You and the podiatrist. You got a thing with the podiatrist here.
We've got a foot team today.
Listen, Doc, thank you for being on the show. Like I said,
you guys are awesome. What a relaxed show. I really liked it.
And this is a good show. I generally don't like the E exclamation point channel.
Right.
But this is a good show. 10 o'clock on the East on Sunday nights.
Well, they were very happy when I told you I was going to be on your show. So I know. They seem to like you guys. So.
Dr. 90210. It's a pretty decent show. You should watch it. It's pretty
remember,
real.
Beauty's on the inside.
Right.
Unlock the door. All we do is unlock the door.
Unlock the door. Good luck with your show,
Doc,
and we appreciate you coming on the show.
See ya. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
And he is, you know, all that talk about money. Right. Watch the show.
Oh, he's dripping in it.
Check out his house.
Right.
Check out his lifestyle.
I mean, how could you be?
He just said it, 5,000 freaking patients. That's 10,000 boobs all through the belly buttons.
Man, that's amazing. I wanted to ask him what keeps them from falling back down. If you go in that way, what keeps them up?
Buzz, another time, another episode.
Yeah. You're fascinated by that. I am. I can't stop thinking about it.
But the reason you should watch it, I didn't want to say it to his face,
right,
is that when the camera's on him, a lot of times you'll get him coming out of an operating room,
uh-huh,
and he'll talk to himself about how great he is,
right,
in
yeah,
third person.
Well, I think anybody that's at that level, they have to have tremendous ego.
He does that doctor thing where he holds his hands up in the air, you know, and waits for someone to peel the gloves off. They go,
right,
well, Dr. Ray has done it again. Dr. Ray has performed my magic again. And then he has some people that tell him, hey, shut up, jerk face.
Right,
so
right.
It's a good show.
I'd like to see it.
What celebrity does he most resemble? Is he just like a beautiful guy?
You know, really? Scott Baio.
Ah,
if there was like a Latin Scott Baio.
Oh, really?
My dreams.
Oh, my God.
He'd be the guy. And the other thing, maybe you could tell.
The Karate Kid.
Maybe you could tell from the voice. If he didn't have his hot wife on all the time.
Right.
I would definitely think that he plays for the other team.
Really?
I would definitely think it.
Is his wife Charlotte?
Charlotte Ray. Thank you for lifting up my bag.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's video from Tom Monroe and his tribute to life in the big city. Downtown's the place to be. From Tom's disc entitled Tom Monroe Sings Petula Clark,
little help from Mike McDonald and the Doobies on that one. On the Jerry Todd Show, nice to be with you. Whoops, we got the wrong super up there. Let's try that. On the Jerry Todd Show, there we are. Good morning in the wee small ones of a Saturday morning. We've got some fine video for you and a little chat and hopefully lots of fun. And we'll have some more video for you, but first, let's pay some of those bills.
I watch the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd.
How are you anyway? Jerry Todd with you. Glad you're along for the ride. Maybe you're at home this morning, or at work, or just around about anywhere enjoying the fine video. Meantime, let's look after some business. We provide this as kind of a public service of the Jerry Todd Show. It's from the Community Chest, and it's a lost dog announcement. If you're in the vicinity of Ellesmere and Morningside, be on the lookout for a little lost doggy. If you're in the vicinity meantime, keep your eyes open for the little doggy, and we'll see what we can do. Meantime, on the Jerry Todd Show, whoops, that's the second time we've done that this morning. On the Jerry Todd Show, nice to be with you. Let's see if we can get a different color on that this morning. For these are called supers, you see, because they're in front of the picture. Let's see what we can come up with here. That's kind of nice. I like that. I'm the Jerry
Todd and Mike Show.
All right, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Are you retarded?
No.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
No.
All right.
Hello.
They just say good guy time. 20 past the hour.
Jerry Todd.
And here we go. Station break. All right, how about Harrisonburg, Virginia? 95.5 WZXI. Hi, Harrisonburg. Houston, KIKK. Charleston, South Carolina, WQSC. Las Vegas, KSFM. Good. I didn't get your station in. We'll try next time. Tomorrow on the show. Now, this is a good poll. That's why Beth Ann McBride has been given another 36-hour contract.
Oh, that's delightful. I'm so glad she's staying with us through the weekend.
To be our producer. Tomorrow, and we had this yesterday. We discussed it. The guy at the Olympics who broke through the security,
right,
put the tutu on, had goldenpalace.com, jumped off the diving board, swam around in the pool.
Right.
He will be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, we will be talking to a legend. Wow.
And we'll be talking to him live from Greece.
Where? Well, isn't he in the Huskow?
We're talking to him.
He's out on bail, I believe.
Oh, he's out on bail.
Yes,
we are talking to him.
Who was talking about swift justice yesterday? Somebody, caller, I believe, said that, they had acquitted. Or did you say it?
They have already sentenced him, and he's out on bail as he appeals that sentence.
Wow, they sentenced like 5 months, right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
So he'll be on the show tomorrow, and then Monday, from our Who Cares category, I guess somebody does,
right?
Sophie B. Hawkins.
Oh.
Now, I don't know what the hell I'm going to say to this lady. You know, except,
why am I drawing a blank on that?
Damn, I wish I was your lover.
For a while,
she was it.
Right.
For a while, she was just it. Oh, here is the hotline. Hello? This can't
Hello?
Be. Can't be.
Hello?
This is Robert Lee Boy. We're at the credit union. How may I help you? My loan. What about it? My loan and past due?
Oh,
honey, I'm so sorry. It must have got lost in the mail.
Hold on. Hey, baby, I want to put you on the radio, okay? You call the radio station. Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on. Jesus Christ. I mean, here I am doing this thing, and she's really calling to tell some guy he's laying on
no,
his
no,
loan payment.
You call the radio station,
you
man.
You call the inside number for a radio station.
You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I don't think she is anymore.
Honey?
I think she bailed.
God damn it, honey.
God damn it. If only they could have seen that I dialed the wrong number again.
Should have heard of you. Late on your loan payment. Uh-huh. Well, am I? yes, you are, sir. Absolutely you are.
Wow.
Okay, that was a call on the hotline.
It happens, you know, and it's better than a solicitation.
Britney Spears,
who isn't sick of Britney Spears? Everybody just
don't even bother.
However, this is a great Britney Spears story that was passed my way. She's on a British chat show called Pop Word.
Mm-hmm.
And I get they've got like the Letterman or Leno, whoever it is over
of
there.
Of Britain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he says to her, the host's name is, are they all Simon? Everybody from that country named
yes,
Simon?
Yes, everyone, all men.
This guy is Simon Amstel.
Hello, I'm Simon Amstel.
Now, I will say this, that it is a leading question.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a cutting-edge late-night comedian in London. He says,
one of my favorite TV personalities and one of my favorite beers.
He says, may I ask you, what's the last thing you had in your mouth? And she replies, it rhymes with Bilbo.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's her response. So get
a bad girl.
Get that mental picture in your mouth, or rather, in your mind. What did I say? In your mouth.
Yeah. So she was doing. Was she? Is she obviously joking, or was she really like doing that?
She was being serious. At that point, they said to her, they stopped the taping. And they said, hey, listen, honey, what are you doing? And she said,
this is British television. We have sensibilities here.
And her answer, her quote was, hold on, I got to hear something. They asked me and I told them.
Well, she's got a point.
It's what I had in my mouth before I came over to tape the show.
Wow. So, that's very interesting. Now I'm simply running a little mental video in my mind.
Over and over and
over and over and over again.
I'm just going to, I've got a ton of things I want to tell you. Just first, MTV, both of them. Britney will not be getting married on MTV. They're talking about doing like a Nick and Jessica show.
And she's marrying that Clampett, right?
Yep, yeah. They're not doing the show. And also, if anybody is still watching, the Osbournes, and I thought the Osbournes were canceled 2 years ago.
It is?
MTV sent us some big thing today saying, that the last season is the coming season.
And is the Aussie had the ATV accident in the last episode.
Hold on, the hotline is ringing again. I swear to Christ.
Let me grab it.
Yeah, see if it's the same thing.
Yes, hello. Robert who?
Oh, Robert Leroy.
Robert Leroy. They hung up.
Wise up.
Let me just say, Robert Leroy, whoever you are,
they're coming to get you.
Watch it, pal.
Right.
Watch it.
Well, I don't think that the Osbournes, I didn't even think it was still on the air.
Nor did I.
No.
Every time I see it when I'm flipping around, I'm sure it's a rerun, but I guess they're new ones.
And you know, he's kind of a pioneer. You got to give him some credit. Yeah. They were the first ones to do this.
Listen, Robbie.
Kiss of death for the Osbournes. Have you seen the commercial with the Osborne kids and Cal Ripken?
No.
Oh, I think there's no chance of them ever being hip again.
Does Cal come to live with them?
No, he takes a digital picture of them.
I've seen that one because he thinks it's Ozzie Smith, who's the neighbor that's moved in next door. The guy who plays for the St. Louis Cardinals.
I would watch the Osbournes just to see what shape Ozzie is in after all he's been through.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, Rob, can you fix that machine?
But he did Ozfest. I mean, recently he was out here doing Ozfest, so he's got to be in pretty good shape.
Everybody knows about that. Buzz had this on the news. Buzz broke the story first about the gay governor.
Right. Yes.
The New Jersey guy, the gay governor.
Jim McGreevy, yeah.
So, now there's all this talk, and I don't even want to get into the talk, because I don't understand it, about if he's going to quit before or after the election, right. If some Democrat sneaks in and gets the job for 2 years, right. or if they have a general election and a Republican gets it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Here's all I know is that somebody's finally making sense out of this.
Okay. Well, good.
Someone that I respect.
Oh, here we go.
Someone who says he will run for governor of New Jersey. And this is not a joke.
Huh. Who is it?
His name, it will fascinate you. Joe Piscopo.
Oh, my God.
Joe Piscopo.
Wow.
Now.
Republican. Lifelong Democrat.
Really? Lifelong.
He'd run as an independent, I think.
Here are...
That's sad. God, I was hoping, Buzz.
First,
I was praying he was a Republican.
Now, we get a press release on this today, right? Back in the office. We get the press release. So Beth Ann calls up, because I'm positive it's a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got this thing on my desk that says, Joe Piscopo's running for governor. I'm like, come on. joke. Ha ha.
Right.
Funny. Whoever it is not going to scam us on this.
Governor of Jersey.
As it turns out, let me see. This is now quoting Joe Piscopo. Several prominent business guys, which is how he says it, are trying to get him to run for governor. He won't say who these people are, but again, these guys, which is how this moron refers to these people.
Governor Piscopo.
These guys suggest that I run as an independent. They have the financing, but they've assured me that I will not be beholden to them.
Businessmen from New Jersey.
Now,
what could go wrong?
He says because Arnold Schwarzenegger did it.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Arnold.
That he thinks he can do it. Now, here's the direct quote. This is too funny. From Joe Piscopo. Because he's at a press conference.
Right.
I guess, which is where we're getting these quotes from.
Mm-hmm.
They ask him about the guy, McGreevy. Is that
right.
His name?
Jim McGreevy.
Right,
yeah,
the gay
right.
guy.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the quote from Piscopo. My heart goes out to Jim and his family. Frankly, everybody knew he was gay, but I figured, what's the big deal? He and his wife have an understanding. I thought he was doing a good job.
Wow.
Let me see.
President, Senator Piscopo.
Mm. He also said...
Ambassador Piscopo.
He also said that his model wife, and I don't mean she's a model wife, I mean she used to be a model.
Right.
She says she'll divorce him if he really seriously runs for governor of New
Jersey. What has he been doing? I haven't seen him in anything. Didn't he do like an infomercial for some bodybuilding equipment or something?
I'm
like
such
that?
A Jersey guy.
Hey.
We're so disrepresented. It's about time someone stepped in. So beware. Remember, you heard it here first.
Some business guys.
Here's all I want to say. I know that New Jersey ain't California.
Right.
But a year and a half ago, who would have ever told you that big old dumb old Arnold could be governor of California?
And what is it, like 65% approval rating for the job he's doing in California? Very popular.
It.
They like his movies.
The most
You're right about that. Governor Piscopo.
I love this. My heart goes out to Jim and his family. Frankly, everybody knew he was gay. Now listen, hold on. Joe Piscopo, I know that you're in New Jersey and I'm in D.C.
Right.
I think I'm up to date on current events. I read the newspaper. I watch the news on TV. I watch all the channels.
Right.
Anybody ever hear anything about this guy?
No.
Being a pole smoker?
But
anybody?
Obviously, you know, in the area that Joe Piscopo hangs out in.
Oh.
He knew.
And the other thing that just is driving me nuts is goddamn Oprah Winfrey that after all this talk about she's going to get on the jury and that I would have lost everything I owned. Another one of my dumb bets when this story came out. Remember, Oprah said the quote that pissed me off the most was, I really hope we can get this done in 7 days because I have to start taping my new season of shows.
Mm-hmm.
It is a murder trial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were saying it was going to take
very
a long
serious.
Time.
Do you know how long it took?
Like, what, 2 days?
3 days.
3 days.
They deliberated for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Shock, he's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who's going to be on the first episode of The Oprah Show this new season? All of her fellow jurors. All of her fellow jurors.
It worked out great for Oprah.
Because
we all became such good friends.
Because it just happened to work out that way that they spent... They spent 3 hours...
God, I hate that.
And somehow in the back of my mind, here's what I think. I think that the guy, whoever this guy... I know nothing about this case, but I bet he's like Dr. Richard Kimball.
Right.
I bet that he's the one in a million where some one-armed guy came in and offed his wife.
Oh,
and Oprah
God.
Got in and said, "No, hey, listen, folks... It's Wednesday. I got to do a show by Monday. We got to know guilty or innocent. I say guilty. Let's get out of here.
Whatever you all wish to do. If it's a majority, okay, we'll find him guilty.
It's great.
Thank you.
It's great.
I kind of wish it was like 12 Angry Men, you know?
Yeah.
But it couldn't be like that. Got a murder trial that quick?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it gives you a little idea of the way the judicial system works and the justice system works.
How it can work.
How it can't really. Yeah. Because the fact of the matter is, you get the marquee trials like O.J. and Scott Peterson and the hacking guy. And then you get the, you know, every other person that's not famous that is
just all the regular guys.
Right.
The
regular murderers.
Just all the regular right-thinking American guys who kill their wives.
But really, the regular people that, you know, that's, you know, it's like... Bing, bang, boom. Right through the system. Guilty, go to life in prison.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Bush is great. Bush has not said anything dumb that I can report.
We don't have any tape?
We don't have any tape.
Oh, okay.
However, this site, whatever the W site is that we go to,
WSpeak,
yeah. It's so great because they've got stuff that he doesn't even say, stuff that's just happening.
Right.
For instance, now this is going to piss off Daddy, him being the daddy.
Senior?
He's about the twins.
Oh, okay.
Now,
Jen and Barbara. Okay, so Jen and Barbara up to something.
September 11th is less than a month away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'll be the third anniversary of this awful tragedy.
Right.
The Bush twins will be, on September 11th, attending a gay marriage.
Really?
How great is that?
They've got a friend who's gay who's getting married?
Yes, they do.
Well, good for them.
And can you imagine Daddy?
Man, it's a special day. I don't understand. Man, we cannot have them there. This will wreak havoc on my campaign.
And he's against gay marriage.
Yeah.
And
I am.
And it's on 9/11. I mean, you couldn't write this anybody. Now, this is where I'm waiting for the Kerry people. You got to come in. Now, I know that you can't run a commercial that just says, look at what the Bush girls are doing. Mm-hmm. But you got to work it in somehow.
Jenna, Barbara, God has spoken to me, and he wishes you not to attend. They kind of have to go to this wedding because it's their hairdresser and the guy who waxes their eyebrows.
Wow. So good. Thank you for that tip in, Buzz.
And you have chosen an inappropriate day.
Oh, God.
Why are you going to this? I need you to stay in the White House. I will throw away the key.
Daddy says we can't go to the fag wedding. Well, you tell Daddy we're going to the fag wedding. Dad, we're going to the homo wedding no matter what you say.
You are damaging my administration, and so am I.
That's too good. That's too good. That's just funny. That's like a joke that just writes itself. The Bush twins,
they've always been had a reputation as being, you know, they do their own thing. You know, yeah, more power to them.
But you mean he doesn't have enough spin? You know, it's somebody and would say, listen, girls,
I'd like to welcome the Bush daughters.
Yes.
The Bush daughters are here.
And I'd also like to say hi to Dr. Ray from Dr. 9021.
Hello, gorgeous.
Sorry.
Okay, continuing on this same, the same rocky, I wanted to say,
rocky road?
Dirty road that we were on, this muddy road that we were on.
Dirt road?
Yeah, I'll just say this. There's all kinds of, you know, I love polls, I love lists, I love...
Okay. Not that kind of poll, Rob.
Come on,
no.
Hey.
I thought you were still in character.
No. And, of course, I'm talking about Pollocks.
Oh, yes.
I love them.
Very good.
I love all you polls.
Thank you.
So, somebody sent me this list of they did a national survey of the sexiest... Oh, it's from Style Magazine, advance copy.
All right.
Who is the sexiest singer in America? Female, I'll tell you right now, and there'd be no denying this. It's Beyonce.
Beyonce, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
The sexiest male singer?
Barry Manilow.
You're about two generations off.
Okay.
Clay Aiken.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wrong.
Yes. Mike, talk to the people at Style Magazine.
Sort of answers who reads in Style Magazine, I guess.
Clay Aiken, sexiest leading man. Ben Affleck.
All right. They're out of their minds.
Sexiest siblings. Ben and Kathy Affleck.
Oh, God. God, somebody wasn't very objective.
Sexiest couple, Brad and Jennifer.
Okay, that's accurate.
And then there was at least one guy who thinks about women the way that we do. They did ask the sexiest female on TV, and Alicia Cuthbert was the winner from 24.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think she's hot.
It's a good choice. No way. No, Cece.
And that is...
Candy Crowley. I watched the convention and there is a new hairstyle.
I think we should buy Candy Crowley a pair of tongs. for those times when she just can't reach.
Well, yes, especially on the convention floor.
You know, when you just can't... And let's face it, when you're Candy Crowley and... Candy Crowley, is that how you say...
Candy Crowley.
Crowley. Yeah. You know,
I was wearing underwear, but the fabric's all gone.
Yeah. You're in one of those
completely been absorbed.
One of those tight little airline bathrooms, and you just can't reach.
That's when you hear her in there.
Yeah. Ready for the tongs. Also, I have a list from Newsweek.
Okay.
With the favorite and the best, excuse me, not favorite, but the best and the worst movies of the summer.
I tell you, the worst list is, should be long.
The best, only the top five.
Mm-hmm.
The top five best movies are number five, Bourne Supremacy. Number four, Harry Potter. Number three, Shrek 2. Number two, Fahrenheit 9/11. Mm-hmm. And the number one favorite movie of the summer is Spider-Man 2.
Well, you know, there are good movies in that list, but it's been an icky summer.
The worst movies of the summer. Number five, Van Helsing. Number four, The Chronicles of Riddick.
Mm. Yeah.
Number three, White Chicks.
Right.
Number two, and it's also number two on the best list, Fahrenheit 9/11.
Okay.
And then the number one worst movie of the year is Catwoman.
Yeah, Catwoman, a big disaster.
I think there's probably worse ones than that, but I don't know.
Well, what about New York Minute with the Olsen twins?
Hey.
I wasn't sure how to interpret your hey.
Hey. There was a story on the news. I didn't see it. I just want to tell you about it. I'm sure you'll see it tonight on your TV news. It's a funny freaking story. I think it's from the state of Washington. I'm sure you saw it if you watched the Today Show or Good Morning America.
Uh-huh.
There's a bear that was out on the loose.
Oh, hysterical story. Yeah.
But here's the fact. The bear got 30 cans of beer. He drank 30 cans of beer.
Yeah, came back for more later.
Of the 30 cans of beer that this bear that was on the loose had, 28 of them were microbrews. Two cans were Busch beer. Now, he had his choice.
Uh-huh. Right.
There were something like two dozens of cans of beer.
Right.
He chose, not a paid endorsement here,
right,
he chose the microbrew over the Busch beer.
No, the bear had taste. And did you see the way they got him into the cage finally to transport him away? They put beer in there.
I thought of you. I thought of you because they put beer and honey and donuts.
Donuts. And you see a picture. You see a picture of this bear when they finally got it caught, and it's in there. And that bear, if a bear can look haggard, this bear looks
so drunk.
So drunk and hungover. It was hysterical.
He is drunk always.
Wow.
Who's on the phone? Hello, Johnny. John, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. Hey, Marty Bass comes on one of the local radio stations up here in Baltimore every morning and does a little chat with the announcer.
Now, let me just say, watch it with what you're going to say, because we've just smoothed things over with Marty Bass.
I couldn't believe what came out of his mouth. They were talking about that same poll you were talking about with the hottest female singer ever.
Right.
He said Emmy Lou Harris.
Well, that's Marty Bass. Maybe he was showing some of that Marty Bass wit.
I guess so.
That's probably Marty Bass being Marty Bass. Man, I tell you that, Emmy Lou Harris, I listen to country music.
That's okay. All right. Thanks for calling, dope.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, ass.
Whatever.
See you later. That is totally a wasted call. Robert, Don and Mike show. Robert.
Yes, hi, this is Robert Leroy. I was just calling to check if I got any messages.
Call your bank here.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
A feel good. Do you have feel good music for me? Because I do have. There's really a good feel good. Rob found this. It's a real feel good.
We need that. We need a feel good story.
It's a real feel good. I like. Where's the other one? I like the other one better. There's one that's not really the feel good. Hold on a second.
The feel gooder music.
The last page, right? God damn, I love. Oh no, here it is. All right. First, I'll read the one that Rob found, the real feel-good one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in India named Apu Yadava.
Yeah, well, you like that. There we go, Apu.
Anyway, he was in court on Friday, 24 counts of molestation and rape.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Suddenly, 14 women and several children burst into the courtroom, knifed him, killed him, and escaped. And despite this killing going down in a courtroom filled with cops and guards, no one knows who the attackers are.
Wow. That looks like they were looking the other way.
That's a real...
There's a feel-good. Thank you.
See, that doesn't count, because that's like a real... That was a bad guy who really got what he deserved.
Oh, I see what you're talking
about.
With
justice. Here's a good feel-good. And now, no one got hurt in this one.
Okay? Oh, good.
No one gets hurt in this.
Very good. That makes it better.
And it's from Berlin.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany.
Right.
Never forget.
Right.
That's Don and Mike show.
Thank you.
Yeah, they actually never, they all come from Germany, these feel good. The best.
So there's a German truck driver yesterday. He's on the Autobahn. Fun on the Autobahn. And he's got a wasp in his truck.
Yee.
And what he's doing is he's trying to swat at it.
Was it Simon Amstel?
No, it was.
That
no,
was
Mike, that's
a story.
That's British. British guys are named Simon.
Yes, but Mark.
Oh, but it was. Okay, I got you. I don't know what his name was, Mike.
It was just a wasp joke. You say.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
You know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. That's what that was.
I was thinking too much. Never mind. the guy's driving his car. Crap, I don't need the story to tell you this. The guy is driving, turn the music up.
There's a wasp in his car.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what he does is he starts doing this.
Right.
To get rid of it. He loses control of his truck.
Oh, no. Okay.
The truck crashes.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, he is carrying 27,000 pounds of honey. When his car crashes, guess what shows up? Swarms and swarms of wasps and bees. Yeah, now that's a feel good.
Bees.
Save yourself.
They're ripping my flesh off.
Okay, that's a feel good, Ron.
Wow.
I mean, the other one was a feel good because a bad guy got killed.
And he lived.
But that's a good feel good.
Yeah.
The guy got
lived.
The guy's got, and I should put it, not only honey, jelly. He had honey and jelly.
Would you pass the jelly?
All right,
either way, we're straight.
That's right. Phone calls right now, 877-365-3636. For your calls with the rotating random phone scan, 877-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067. Call right now. We will take calls from anybody. The phone scan is next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you.
I want the whole thing.
Happy? The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Bob Barker from Price is Right, and I never listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Right. They will do you proud every time. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
And now, especially before the phone scan, don't forget what Bob says.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
That's right. We don't play that tape all the time.
Sometimes, you know, I just felt like it was warranted today, huh?
Yes.
Bob Barker,
it's
the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Right. Your call's straight ahead on the phone scan. Oh, I just realized I'm happy. Not that I wasn't happy. I love coming to work.
What has made you happy now suddenly?
I realized that there'll be a game on tonight.
I knew it was going to be that.
And then I realized that there's a game on tomorrow night.
Right.
And then there's three games on Saturday that I can watch.
Will you watch every one of them in their entirety?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Tonight, Carolina and the Giants.
Isn't Eli Manning getting the start tonight?
Yes, he is. Tomorrow night, Ravens against the Eagles and the T.O. and all that crap.
Will you give me a report on the Giants game tonight? Because I really do have a strong desire to perhaps draft Eli Manning in our fantasy draft, and he's in a battle, right, with Kurt Warner?
Yeah, oh, I watched their game last week.
Or is Kurt Warner going to get the
Warner is already lost the job.
You really do.
Wow. Last week in the Giants, this is how pathetic I am. I watch all the games, you know, it's the first week of preseason, but when they have the starters in for the first two series, you see what's happening. Last week, I don't remember who the Giants were playing,
right?
But Kurt Warner made one of those retard moves that he's made so many times over the last couple of years.
Right.
He takes the ball,
He goes a little bit to his left,
yeah.
And as he's bringing the ball up to throw it,
right.
It just does that thing where it just kind of
slips off his hand,
mm-hmm. And they started that whole thing with the tuck rule and was right. It a tuck or not. But basically what it is he's still making the same dumb plays like he did when he played with the Rams.
Well, I know you will watch the game in its entirety tonight, and I do ask for some sort of, you know, really, you are a walking encyclopedia now, because literally, in preseason, you watch every game, and I'd like to know how Eli Manning's going to do.
I think he's okay. Here's what worries me about Eli Manning.
He's got that Manning thing happening.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. You know, Peyton Manning is cerebral, okay? He's, you know, at least when it comes to football.
You think he's the thinking Manning?
Yeah.
Compared with his daddy Archie.
Have you seen any of the ads on DirecTV?
With Daddy Archie and Peyton and Eli?
Where they're obvious, they're not even hiding the fact that they're reading from cards.
Right.
But Peyton's the only one.
Except for the other brother, Corky Manning. Right.
Peyton is the only one. And Mike's not kidding. There is another one named Corky.
Really?
There's a fourth one. I don't know what. It's maybe it's Connor.
Yeah, there's not a Corky.
But it's something like.
I didn't know there was a fourth Manning.
There's another
one.
Is
Archie like a breeding machine? What is the deal?
Anyway, this commercial is like, and it's done in Archie Manning's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ha, this is Archie Manning. We finally figured out the best way to watch both of our sons. And then Peyton Manning comes on, and at least he says, you know, with NFL Sunday Ticket, and then it goes to your boy Eli.
Yeah.
And it's like, dirt.
Boy, he's my boy now. Dirt. He is my boy.
What is this, tape of the Manning commercial?
Yeah. It's the Manning commercial for
Drake. Here it is now. Listen very carefully, because this is the one that features Eli.
Right.
Okay, so now here's Eli Manning.
That's Archie and Peyton singing the harmony.
Right.
And now here's Eli.
Everybody knows.
Right.
There he is. Eli Manning.
Peyton Archie. And now Eli comes in and sings.
You can look.
But you did a nice time.
So, yeah. That's why I'm happy. I mean, not that I'm not happy. I don't think I've ever been happier doing the show than, like, the last 6 months.
Yeah. The show is a pleasure to do, but I know that you're, you know, in football season, a new level of happiness.
Nothing better. That's fantastic. And if I could just say thanks to the guys at my Exxon today, they helped me out with my car. I don't want to get into it. But
very good.
They're just real nice guys. Thank
good
you, guys.
Good.
Appreciate it. Hi there. Don and Mike show. Phone scan. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I was online with Joe, but I guess I went ahead and got through to this. I was talking to him about, I'm going to be in D.C. next week. I'm coming up for the Virginia Tech-USC football game. And I am interested in trying, my birthday is next Monday,
uh-huh.
And I will be up there for that. And I'm interested in seeing if there's a way we could work out some kind of deal where I could spend my birthday in the studio with you guys.
Hold on. I've got a three-word response coming right back over the teletype right now. Kiss my ass.
but happy birthday.
Yes,
but have a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Pound sand. Yeah, that's what we want.
Spoiled football celebrator.
Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
There's a method there, okay? I just get a little jealous when I'm slogging into work on Wednesday or Thursday, and you see the flags roaring down the highway every goddamn weekend with, yeah, well, we took Thursday, Friday. We always do. Every year during football season, we take it so we can go to the stadium and set up and then eat our food. And Sorry, I just had to get that off my chest.
Hello.
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, Don, is your brother Jim still married?
Yes, why?
Because I have a bet with my buddy that he's not going to make a year.
When is the year anniversary? I guess next February, something like that?
After Vegas. I think it was in the spring.
Yeah.
It was like in March. You know, you know, I'll give my brother a call. I'll have Beth. How about this? I have Beth Ann book my brother as a guest on the show.
That's a wonderful idea. That's
great.
Can see how it's going, see if they're happy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I could certainly.
Are you like me thinking the guy might still have a good shot?
Yeah. That's
right. Let's book that.
They'll be fine. They share common interests.
Like what?
I don't remember what they were.
No, I don't either.
They did, yeah.
I could certainly call my brother myself tonight and ask him, but it'd be more fun to have Beth Ann call.
Absolutely.
Him. 4 hours to fill.
Book him as a guest.
Hello, I'm Beth Ann McBride calling for Don Geronimo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I was calling with a quick geek update for Don.
I'm here, sir. What's your geek update?
You got some casting for your Fantastic Four movie going.
Sir, I already know it's Jessica Alba. I already know about the Fantastic Four. The guy from the Commish playing the Thing.
Michael Chiklis.
You're giving me old news. Goodbye.
Okay. My mom's a heart.
Thank you.
They still haven't cast Superman, and I understand they're going on the web now to solicit if anybody wants to play Superman in the next movie.
Rob, get me the computer in the next break.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Are you going to send him just that, John?
Hey, man, I watch, I think I can do it. I watch Jack Black movies.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got three verses to the Clementine song. Can I get the music?
Here's the thing.
That's really our fun.
The Clementine thing, the, oh, hi, how you doing, Joe? And also the, hello, this is Robert LeRoy.
Right.
All of that stuff is best left to us. No offense.
Yeah, I mean, and really, no offense at all, but we don't know if you're a Klansman or not. Right.
And more importantly, I don't even know if what you got is funny.
Plus, it's copyrighted.
And it really doesn't
have... one way to find out.
But doesn't that fall into the category of a joke?
The only way to find out is for you, my friend, to go to whatever comedy club it is that's in your ear. Go to the Funny Bone.
I should enlighten you as to Joe's number one complaint about college, but
everybody's doing their own little show. Is that what Joe said?
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, he's right. He's right.
Okay, see ya.
Right, bye.
Yeah, right, like it's our loss. Like we've just missed out on the entertainment find of the century.
Well, that was going to get me on national television. National television. He probably had to go load up his car for the big football weekend, the college football weekend.
Oh, you're not on the show. You're not on the show right now. You're not on the show right now. You're not on the show right now.
We are singing, but you're not at all.
You are there sitting at home, pounding your head against the wall.
There we go.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine.
You are not on the show right now. Oh, my darling Clementine.
See, leave it to the pros.
Yes.
If ever given the opportunity.
You can't talk.
Let that. A pro do it.
I love it when we get real petty.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I had a celebrity sighting that you would have enjoyed.
Did you mention our names?
No, I didn't.
Disqualification. Sorry. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
I had something for Mike.
Yes, sir.
I went to a stag party.
Okay.
Probably like 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And they had this movie called She Stepped in It. And I won't be graphic.
Right.
I know it's PG rating now.
Right, right.
But they had these girls running through this backyard, literally tromping.
Really?
Okay.
All right.
Dogs left.
I'm glad you had a good time at the stag party.
No, I mean it was like a
right. See ya. We'll never know what it was.
Incidentally, good stag party, huh?
Wow, the best.
Good stag. Good. Wish I was there. Stag party. How about calling it a stag party?
Stag party.
Why not just get the 8mm out and go down to your wood paneled 1965 basement?
By a show of hands, how many people have ever been to a stag party where they showed 8mm? Films.
Mike,
you buzz? I don't remember.
Mike's not here. The only one.
Just video.
But in fairness,
but it was back in the day.
That's garbage. Yeah.
In fairness,
yes.
Buzz was in one of the
movies. Buzz was in one of the movies.
Yeah.
That's right. No, they didn't have party. I went to didn't have it. Or just Cinerama.
Wow.
No, I actually went to one, and you threaded into the little cheap ass projector.
Never breaks, does it?
Oh, horrible.
And even worse with me, the stag parties that I would with like DJs.
Right. And I remember, I'm old enough to remember when Betamax first came out, and the first two movies that I ever rented, one was On Golden Pond, and the other one was Debbie Does Dallas. And I got a quizzical look from the lady behind the counter.
I remember the first person I ever knew with a Betamax was Fat Susan Platt. From
Is she the one whose cat went splat?
Yeah.
That's a wonderful story.
She worked at WLS, and well, this is an awful story. Another disc jockey. Well, she had a cat, and she couldn't come to work one night. She called in. She did the late night shift, and this guy that was on before me, Steve Dahl, came in and said, "Hey, Susan Platt's not coming in tonight." I said, "Why?" He said, "Her cat jumped off the balcony." I said, "Oh, that's awful." So then I go on the micro and go, you know, I was back into the DJ thing, you know, music radio, WLS. This guy, Steve Dahl, comes in. He goes, "Hey, I got a bulletin." All right. So I'm free-forming with him. I go, "What is it?" He said, "Fat Susan Platt, her cat just went splat."
Wow.
And, you know, this is like...
Right.
I go...
Her cats were very important to her, right?
Yeah. And I go, "Oh," and he leaves me hanging. It's like, I go, "Well, okay, thanks, thanks, Steve." 89, So anyway.
Now, what was it? Was something about Fat Susan Plot? I was just going to.
She had a Betamax.
Oh! Right. So she's got the first Betamax that I've ever seen. This is like 1981. And it's one of those big jobbers, and it's got the gigantic sundial thing on it. You remember how big that is?
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly.
And I remember you mentioned Debbie Does Dallas. Mm-hmm. Somebody had a movie, I don't know what, they not on Golden Pond, but
right.
something like that.
Right.
And what they had done was taken that label and put Debbie Does Dallas on the tape. And Fat Susan Platt, whose cat went splat,
right.
had a party to debut her Betamax.
Uh-huh.
And you want to talk about absolutely, I mean, like, wet your pants funny. When she's got 40 people from the radio
right.
station, she's
yep.
the only one with a piece of technology.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the porno comes up. She went out of her mind.
You got mad?
She went out of her freaking mind.
Wow. Really?
She was upset about
Fat
the cat.
Susan Platt. This was after her cat went splat.
Was she an upsettable type of person?
She was very high-strung, Mike.
High-strung, yeah.
She found solace with her friends Ben and Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
She was a future Kathy Whiteside.
I think the next thing that was similar to that is when we went to the radio convention and actually turned on the Spectrovision in the CBS Records.
Oh, that
suite.
Was
yeah.
fun.
Not CBS Records suite, in actually the Infinity Broadcast Westwood One
Westwood
suite,
One
right?
suite, right?
The radio suite, when all the owners and general managers of these radio station affiliates were coming in, and there were two TVs, and we put them both on with
porno.
Hilarious. Porno on there. Just hilarious.
Hello.
It was wonderful.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Jay from Canada calling.
All right, what's happening in Mexico North? What's happening?
I've got a two-part morality question for you.
All right.
Ooh, we're...
Okay, now this has to do with the foot fetish thing you guys had going on.
Hold on. When we're talking,
a couple days ago?
We're talking foot fetish.
Go ahead, sir.
Let's be specific.
Okay, so when I was younger, and I used to stick my feet in my sister's face, okay. One.
Then are you asking a question, or are you going to tell like a long, boring Canadian story?
Oh man!
I mean,
well,
really?
I'm asking, should it be considered incest, and should I be asking God for forgiveness?
By putting
Don's the religious man, so he'd know what's going on.
By putting your feet in your sister's face.
Yeah, this is back, you know, in the day. Is that considered incest? And if it is, should I be asking God for forgiveness?
Well, see, we don't do the same. Let me ask you, did you derive any pleasure from this? I mean, any physical pleasure?
I didn't, but I can't speak for my sister.
Should he not thank God for forgiveness for this call?
Yes. Ask God for
Possibly.
Forgiveness for this for
yeah,
this call, please.
That's exactly.
Okay.
Incidentally,
do they have God in Canada?
What town does your mom live in?
Sudbury, Ontario. It's about 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
He doesn't.
Canadian.
No. The
I'm really Rob. I flipped.
I embrace you.
I flipped.
The answer, incidentally, in Canada, it's Hortawa. Like Hortawa. You don't have Ottawa, so it's not going to be Horse City. It'll be Hortawa.
You sure you don't want to make it Horonto?
Thank
you.
Winner!
I think I'm here all week.
Yeah. There you go, the funny man.
There you go.
And I'm not kidding. Horonto. That is beyond great.
That might actually be a regular town now.
Hello.
We have another call from Horonto.
Hello. Todd and Mike show.
Yes. There's this accessory for the PlayStation 2.
Yes?
It's called the Trans Vibrator. And it's said to enhance the gaming experience.
I'll bet.
And it's...
And how long have you had it down your pants, son?
It's only...
For God's sake. Get out of here.
Only spin.
Little perv. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you fat bastards.
All right.
Something that people said to us 5 years ago says what?
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Stop.
Hey, quick question, Don.
No, hold on. Let me just tell you something.
Not today.
I don't mind kidding around and stuff, but really, what's your problem, dude? I mean, do you think you're funny? I mean,
no,
I think that once in a while.
Well, didn't we discipline somebody last week for the same thing? We're done with that. It's a question of moving forward.
And it's not a question of that if we're fat or if we're bastards, of which we are both.
Amen.
The point is, I don't need some slimy...
We're over it.
Slug like you.
All we need to say is we're past it. It's old.
Hey,
it's not funny anymore.
Bastards. You know, come on.
Understood. My apologies.
I don't think it's understood. What town does your mom live in?
That would be Manassas.
Jeez. Jesus.
God. What if she lived in Canada? What town would she live in?
That would be Toronto.
All right. Thank you.
I got a quick question for you.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. What's your last point?
What?
I'm trying to figure out how on earth...
Right. There you go. Right.
I wish we had that definitive sound,
yeah,
that click.
Click. Yeah. Solid,
so you would
click.
Know when we've hung up.
I had a thought. I was trying to...
Oh, we do have that? There you go. Thanks, Rob. And like I said, it's not that we're not fat and not that we're not bastards.
No, but it's old. It's old.
It's an old bit.
It's not funny anymore.
Hey, you fat bastards. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm on the show.
Hey, whatever happened to with cheap-ass yelling in the newspapers, the USA Today?
Rob, what's the update on the newspapers?
I know that Beth Ann McBride...
Got him.
I know Beth Ann McBride actually put out a sign.
Yeah, Rob said we got four today. Yeah.
Apparently... I'll get the last call here.
I'm the last caller!
Yeah. Apparently what had happened is that USA Today had been delivering four newspapers a day to us.
And the salespeople had been taking all of them.
They've been stealing them, so Beth Ann put a big sign right out front, mm-hmm, the radio station front door that says, mm-hmm, Don and Mike's for USA Today.
And everybody got one today, and everybody couldn't be happier.
I got mine, and that's how I learned that Jane Pauley is bipolar.
And you, my friend, you're the last person on the phone scan. What be thy name?
Chris.
And Chris, where are you from?
Reno.
Beautiful.
Listening on the bus.
On the bus, right. A great station in Reno. You've got the $25 Tower Records gift card.
Okay.
All this week at Tower, all Elvis CDs and DVDs are 25% off Tower Records. Everything worth hearing is here. Enjoy, my friend. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, fellas.
Good call. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Now, let's see if we can... How do I put that guy on hold? Hold on a second.
You have a little problem with the touch screen?
There you go. I got it. Be very, very quiet when I say we're going to be... Oh, turn that off. I need the other music. Hard for cash.
Ah!
I asked you to please be quiet.
Can't help it. It's an automatic reflex.
Mike, it is simply the greatest bit we do.
I agree. Right.
I'll give you the explanation real quick.
Okay.
You're in your car.
How's it work?
You're in your car.
Great.
You pull up to a stoplight where there is a left-hand turn arrow. Only one lane of traffic can turn left when the light goes green and the little arrow is there. When you get up to that light and it is green, you do not move. And we count honks and pay you $1 for every person we hear honking at you in 30 seconds.
Right, and it always turns green in about 15 seconds.
Well, listen, the magic... there's no magic to this.
There are layers of magic.
I
was thinking one other thing. Besides the left-hand turn signal, if it's a single lane, you know, if it's a four-way intersection with just one lane that can go, can they do it there that way too? If there's traffic in back of them? I mean, I hate to add a wrinkle to perfection.
Unfortunately, yeah. Right. That would be like saying to Colonel Sanders,
yeah, I know.
How about taking something out of the...
The 12th herb?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry, Mike. It's a perfect game already.
Yeah. All right. The left-hand turn single, let it be.
You know, my favorite part of the perfect game is...
What?
Is that when the 30 seconds starts, no one ever talks.
Absolutely.
Oh, and that's the other thing. And we are really absolutely ballbusters about this.
Mm-hmm.
When you say go, the light is turned green... Don't say anything for 30 seconds. You just hang your phone out the window, and we count the horn.
If you talk, we'll get mad at you and banish you from this country, make you go live in Toronto.
No! Mm-hmm.
Same if you cheat, which we can also catch.
Having said all of that, who wants to play some honk for cash?
Ah!
Come on. 877-365-3636.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I know you can't.
Can you hear that? Do you hear that, guys? Listen, can you hear that?
What's that?
It's the sizzle.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 97X. The future of rock and roll.
97X. Bam. The future of rock and roll. 97X. Bam. The future of rock and roll.
Are you retarded?
97X. Bam. The future of rock and roll.
Ray, enough already.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are you retarded?
Huh?
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Syphilicious. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. It's time for...
Come on
now. I think it's going to work good this time.
Yeah, I did too.
I really got a good feeling about it. Punk for Cash.
We're going to have a big winner today, big money winner today.
We don't even have to go through the whole rigmarole about how to play the game. People know by now. This is a signature bit.
Who's the big money winner today? The Honk for Cash contestants are the big money winners today.
Yeah, you're so money you don't even know it.
Now
we're doing the whole swingers thing.
Who's the big money? Who's money? Mikey's money.
Let's see, do we have any guy named Mike on the phone? No, we don't, Bob. Oh, we do have the theme song. That means it's time for Honk for Cash.
I love this song.
Don't forget when the British DJ stole it, called it Toot for Loot.
Right. Toot for Loot, and he was sued for millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. We never found the tape, did we, of the British DJ calling us to tell us that he stole a Honk for Cash called the Toot for Loot?
Right.
Let's start with Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you all?
We're doing great. Thanks for calling. Where are you calling from? What city?
Manassas,
Virginia. All right, on WJFK. Are you at a stoplight?
In fact, it just turned green.
Go, yes. Go.
All right.
This is a man.
One.
She doesn't say anything now for 30 seconds.
You can give her two there. Mm-hmm. Three.
It's still green. Can you hear that?
Deborah, you talked before your 30 seconds were up, darling.
Did you hear him?
Yeah. Deborah, did you hear us?
No, I had the phone out the window.
No, you understand. You talked inside of the 30 seconds, so you're disqualified.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yes, you did. We run a clock on you, Deborah.
What did I say?
You came back and Deborah, said, did you hear that?
You said it's still green.
You spoke.
Oh, I think I had the phone out the window, and I was like, did you hear that?
Yeah.
You spoke after.
That's speaking.
You spoke after 22 seconds.
Restaurant.
What? Pardon me?
I'll just go by the restaurant now.
Well, that's not. I appreciate that, Deborah.
Look around.
I'm sorry that you didn't win.
Go in and get a half price piece of pie.
All right, let me go get back in my minivan.
All right, Bye bye. Thank you, Deborah.
Bye bye.
See you. Fun.
Go get on your broom.
I don't think she took that well.
Here's Dana. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Hey, it's the Magic of Honk for Cash. Dana, where are you calling from?
Pleasanton, California.
Beautiful. Are you at a stoplight right now?
Yes, I am.
Are you in a left-hand turn lane?
Yes, I am.
There's two of them. See, that this is kind of against the rules because
it is against the rules.
I can drive and go to the other one. Hold on, here I go.
Okay.
Hang on.
All right.
Go.
Okay. No. I'm not here yet.
I'm sorry.
I'm not here yet. Okay, I'm not even there. All right. Okay, I'm here now.
All right, Dana, listen, here's the deal.
I'm over
here
now.
If you're playing Honk for Cash and there's a second turn lane next to you, it would make no sense for you to stay stationary because people could just drive around you.
They're not. I'm now parked, but there's just one.
So you're in a left-hand turn lane, a single left-hand turn lane?
Single left-hand turn lane. What's a U-turn that you can do? But it's single.
Is there a green arrow that indicates it's okay?
No, but there will be, and I'm going to put lipstick on just to really piss them off. Hold on, here it is.
Go.
All right, go.
She'll talk. It's two. She just said beep.
Yeah, I don't. No. I think that was a horn, Mike.
Really? All right.
Come on, have some faith. This is a great bit, Mike.
We've got seven.
Seven is like an Olympic score on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the gold medal. She can only keep quiet for five more seconds. And hold on.
Mississippi!
There's her 30 seconds was just up.
Oh, they're still beeping at me. Oh, I'm in trouble now. Oh, she's flipping me off.
What's wrong, Mike?
Nothing.
No, come on. What's wrong?
I've got a total of seven beeps for Dana from at least two cars, but I'd like to hear Dana's horn if we could.
Dana, would you beep
my horn?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Did you hear it?
What do you think, Buzz? I think that was one of the two cars, but I don't know.
I think it was, too.
Shall we penalize her?
Yes.
That was not one of the two cars. I did not beep.
Do you have any children, Dana?
Yes, I do.
What are their names?
Dana, Corinne, and Lauren.
Oh, you have three?
You have three of them.
That was wonderful.
On those three children's lives, do you swear that you did not beep your own horn?
I wouldn't want to swear, but yes, I did not beat my own horn.
I don't want to swear.
You don't want to swear. Listen, if it's, don't be one of those people that says that, because I say that all the time. That's the only way to me that you're really indicating to somebody you mean it. Because God forbid, I mean, you would say, I swear on my kid's life, so I swear on my wife's life.
Yeah, and it's not good to bring the kids into that, but it's the only way of telling.
Yeah. Let's try Sam. Hello, Sam.
Yes.
Welcome to the Magic Bit, Sam.
Where are you calling
from? Hi, guys. How y'all doing today?
Where are you calling from, Sam? We're doing fine.
York, Pennsylvania. York.
Beautiful. Ready for a little honk for cash action?
I'm actually not at the light yet. I'm just coming up to it.
All right. I'll leave you in play. I'll come back to you, Sam.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Very good.
Let's go to Chanel, as in Chanel number 5. Chanel?
Hi.
Hi, honey. Where are you calling from?
Fairfax.
Beautiful. Where are you, Chanel?
I'm at 1529.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that out? I have no idea what 1529 is.
1529 is right up there.
I thought you said 1529. I didn't know 50.
What's that?
Camp Washington.
Right.
Are you at a left-hand turn signal now?
I am, but it's a delayed left turn signal.
How is it delayed?
Is it the end of the cycle?
It is the end of the cycle, but it should be coming up shortly.
Are there people in back of you?
There are.
Yeah,
several.
This should make people crazy.
Now, do you know, should it really be?
Yeah, oh yeah. You have to wait an awful long time for this light to change.
I've been sitting here, though, for a while.
And when it changes.
It's yellow.
Is it one of those quickies, too?
Tell us when your light turns green.
Remember, don't talk for the 30 seconds.
All right, I didn't get the arrow.
You will.
I got the red. Nope, it skipped over.
The end of the cycle at that light.
Okay, so she has to wait a little bit longer.
Yes, we all do.
Now, should this be worth our wait?
I think if it's the light I'm thinking of, it will be a good reaction. Yeah.
Is it one of those lights that has a very short, like maybe only 3 cars get through on a good day?
I think it's a little longer than that, but it's just a long barely. Way. Yeah, yeah.
I think you might want to come back because it went to the other direction.
Why, Chanel? We're giving you the benefit of the doubt here.
I know, but I don't want to waste your time here. Wait,
why? Everybody else that calls this show has no problem wasting our time. All right, I'll keep you in play. I'll come back to you, Chanel.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Not knowing the light cycle.
Not for lack of callers. Sid.
Yeah.
Sid, hey, welcome to Honk for Cash. Where are you at, Sid?
I'm in Alexandria on a Seminary Road, which should be about 2 more lanes.
All right, I'll have to leave you in play as well.
Yeah,
I'll leave you. You're not at a stoplight yet, right?
Yeah, I'm about the 4th car right now.
Oh, hold on.
Why did you say which should be about 2 more lanes?
Because there's a whole lot of traffic, and there's a lot of people behind me.
Oh, I see. You were making a statement about traffic. How long before your light turns green?
Probably in about 10 seconds.
All right, I tell you what, sudden infant death, we'll hold you to that.
Sid. Okay.
SID.
Oh, it's green.
Right.
Go!
Of course, none of us believe that one.
Same horn.
There's also the chance he's got a buddy behind him.
Yeah, that
we've had that happen. My money's still he'll talk before the 30 seconds. He's up to 20 right now. Turn the radio up now. All right, 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
I have 18. They were all one car, though. Yeah. Odd, they all came from one car.
Hey, dude. Hey, Sid. Sid. S-I-D. Sydney. Sid.
30 seconds. God. 30 seconds.
That's what he was waiting for.
Now we're hearing the delay.
Sid.
Sid.
Sydney.
Hey, dude. Yeah.
Sid.
Yeah.
It's too bad Sid didn't suffer from Sid.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would never have called the show.
Can we hear your horn, Sid?
Yeah, one moment.
It's the same.
Yeah, wait a minute, I had the phone. Let me put the phone outside.
Yeah.
Now, is that the same horn?
No. There's a big truck behind me. He's mad.
Didn't sound like a big truck.
Yeah, it sounded like a girly horn. I mean, it didn't sound like a Peterbilt truck would have.
No, it didn't sound like a truck, no.
It's a Chevy. It's a big Chevy. Mm-hmm. A big gray Chevy.
Sid, I think you were cheating.
Cheating?
This is the magic of Honk for Cash, Sid.
Cheating?
I think, we all think you were cheating.
I'll go to one better. You're cheating and you're stupid.
Oh, wow.
What do you say to that?
Rob, as Don Henley sings, why must you always get to the heart of the matter?
But I said that, and he said, well, I'm not cheating.
Yeah, he denies the cheating part. Well, we can just call.
There's a big gray Chevy. Matter of fact, the light's red now. I sat through the whole green light.
Let me hear your horn again, Sid.
Hold on.
Hit it with little short bursts.
Two little short bursts. Hold on.
Yeah.
What make of car do you have, friend?
Pardon me?
What make of car do you drive?
Clown car.
It's a Mazda V4000.
I think maybe, it's hard to tell. This is a real dilemma. Yeah.
Sid?
Not really.
Yeah.
Sid, do you have any parents that are still living?
Yes, my mother.
Your mother, what's her first name?
Ruth.
Ruth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a baby.
Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
He's not ruthless.
Yeah, at times she is.
Okay. On your mom's life.
On Ruth's life.
Are you lying?
I'm not lying.
Are you lying for $18?
There's really a car in back of you that hit his horn that many times?
No, it's not a car. It's a truck.
Truck really did that?
Because you should know that if you're lying, an angel of darkness tonight will come into your mom's house and will
take Ruth away.
Do that thing. And they'll take her to Ruth Chris Steakhouse where later people will enjoy her organs.
Yes, and then, of course, after that's over, the remaining carcass will be dropped into Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built.
And don't forget that people then will be having sex on that very spot led by Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
And someday she may be reincarnated as Baby Ruth.
I started with that one. However, I'll say that perhaps one of the people that shows up tonight would be Ruth Buzzy.
King of the Ruth.
King of the Ruth.
What do we have to give it to Sid here? So we have other contestants, right?
Yeah, we do. Hold Sid, I'll come back to you. I've not made up my mind if you're a winner yet.
Analyze him by half.
That's a lot of these people that were in play are now out of the picture. Let's go to someone new. Here is Brian.
I'm out, guys.
Why are you out?
What about Chanel?
I'm stuck in traffic and I missed the whole.
All right, thank you.
Bye bye. Chanel and Fairfax.
Chanel hung up. Here is Ben in Reno. Ben.
Yo.
Hi, Ben. Welcome to Honk for Cash. Where are you located, sir?
Well, I'm on Plum and Plumas.
All right.
In Reno.
In Reno. Is there a left hand turn signal there?
There is, and it just turned. I'm about two cars back, though.
Go. Then start the game. Here we go. Get ready for real excitement. Listen how busy Reno is at 2:40 on a good-looking Thursday.
I hear a siren. You can practically hear the tumbleweeds.
At least he's not saying anything.
I don't hear any cars at all.
He's playing the game right. 20 seconds, not one honk.
Well, it's that tough midday traffic in Reno.
26, 7... 28, 29, and... Yes! Well, he played the game correctly, but unfortunately we have no cash.
That's no fun.
No cash.
Yeah, sorry about that, Ben.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No. Okay.
That's very polite of
Don't
you.
Don't worry about it. Here is Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hey,
you want to play?
I'm at a light, but it's green now, but I'm way back, so I'm thinking I can catch it on the front.
Right.
Yeah, okay, let's go to Lamont. Lamont.
Oh, Rob.
Would you stop it? I don't know what that was.
It was a different game.
Something for you, though, Rob. Honk for Robbie.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Are you calling for Honk for Cash?
Yo, I'm calling because that douchebag sitting with the Mazda
B400. Yeah?
There was no traffic in the background.
Hold on a second. Turn your radio down, please.
Sorry.
I love it when you people feed off each other.
Are you talking about Sid? You have a problem with Sid in Alexandria?
Yeah, with Sid, exactly. There was no traffic in the background.
I will put you on the line with Sid. Sid!
Yes.
Sid, one of your non-believers, a peer, a member of your... he's a listener, like you.
A member of your peer group.
He's called in to say he doesn't believe you.
That's right. Where you at, Sid?
Come out. I don't believe he's a peer of mine.
I think you're stupid, remember? I think he's a fraud.
All right, why do you think he's a fraud, sir? Confront him. Let's have the debate.
What's his name? Traffic in the background.
Who is this?
Sid,
it's the same horse.
Boy, Sid is a dummy, though. Sid is a damn dummy. There is no doubt about it.
Sid? Hey, Sid.
Yeah.
Sid, I...
Yeah, 1,002. Yeah.
I don't know what the other guy's name is, but the other guy who's still on the line here said he didn't hear cars in traffic.
There were cars.
1,000.
Pull your head out.
I think we really have to account for the 2 seconds that it takes for Sid to answer every question.
It's like on the Today Show when they're trying to talk to someone over in Athens.
Sid, you're not in Greece, right? You're just down the road. What's taking you so long to answer these questions?
What? No, I'm working.
He's dumbfounded. He's wrong.
He's
a cheater.
What are you doing, Sid? You said you're working. What are you doing?
All right, hold on. Hold on. I've got a cop who says Sid is lying.
Oh, good.
Hold on a second. Well, we always go to John Q. Law. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up?
Are you really a policeman?
That's correct.
What jurisdiction? Where do you serve?
Southern Maryland.
Southern Maryland. Are you in your police car?
Yes.
Will you turn the siren on?
Give me a second.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
That's not working right. Hold on. I'm out of my jurisdiction, so I'm going to get myself in trouble if I get yelled at.
Hate for that to happen in an emergency.
Did that work?
What was that? Hello.
No.
That was the air horn.
Officer, that doesn't sound like a police car.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, officer.
All right, Dave. Now you have credibility with us. Why do you think Sid is lying?
Well, I just come back from a deceptive behavior class in Pennsylvania, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
A lot of the things that they taught us to listen for, and his denials were not direct and to the point. He danced around stuff.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to practice from your class and interrogate Sid, Dave?
Sure.
Okay, this is great. Wonderful. For Hog for Cash.
Yeah.
Hey, Sid, great news. There's a cop named Dave on the phone who wants to interrogate you.
I'd love to talk to Dave.
All right, go ahead, Sid. You're on with Dave.
Sid. Hey, Dave. Hi, Sid. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Okay. So you were directly at a green light?
Yes. Actually, I didn't move. There was about 3 cars in front of me, and I didn't even pull up to the line. I stayed right where I was.
But okay. What was behind you?
In front of me. Pardon me?
What was behind you?
A big gray pickup.
Chevy. Big gray pickup?
Yeah, Chevy pickup.
Okay. You didn't honk your horn at all?
Not until Don and or Mike asked me to.
Don and or Mike. Okay.
Hey, good Don. Interrogation, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
How long since you got out of the academy, son?
about 5 years. A lot of people to work with.
Oh, dear.
All right, Dave, listen, would you put your reputation as a cop on the line that this guy's lying?
No, I don't have enough to work with.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
That's fair.
A reputation to work with.
All right, that's great.
Let me just say, Sid.
Yeah. Hey, one moment. Can I say something?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Sid.
Sid. Yes, Sid.
Dave was from where? Southern Maryland.
Dave, the cop.
I rest my case. He
okay. Okay.
Well,
before you let me go there, just think back to what he said. Every question I asked, he's had to go, that's a pause, because he's got to remember what he said before, because he was lying. That's a common trait. Everything, right. if you play the tape back, every time I asked a question, he had to pause, because he had to think of the answer.
I feel like
he wasn't direct and immediately didn't say, yes.
All right.
You know.
I feel like we're talking to twin brothers. So.
Great. Thank you. Dave, thank you, and please be safe.
Thank you.
And Sid, what can I say, my friend? Congratulations, Sid.
You're the winner, yes. Sid.
You win $18.
There goes $18.
Dinner at Ruth's
Chris.
Right. $18, Sid. You'll take it and you'll be happy.
And Yankee tickets?
Yankee.
Okay, listen, I'm very appreciative.
Sid, you're going to win, but I need to know, based on that one, where does your mom live?
In Alexandria?
No, Sid, that's the wrong answer. Where does your mom live?
Because you said the
Bailey's Crossroads.
No, you said
Alexandria.
No,
you said the Yankees
moron,
thing.
Moron, Sid.
You said the Yankees thing.
What part of Canada?
Canada?
Oh,
I visited Canada when I was 7.
Okay, Sid.
I went to Niagara Falls.
Sid.
All right, fine, listen. Let's split the difference. I'll give him $9 instead of $18.
Very good.
Because he didn't say Whoreville because he made the comment about the Yankees. So, Sid.
Oh, man, I'm so swell.
Sid,
yes.
Congratulations.
Yep.
You've won $9 on Honk for Cash.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy.
You're very welcome. I'll give you a chance now to earn that $9 back. if you can tell us the name of the town your mom lives in.
Forsville.
Oh, see? I wasn't communicating effectively with Sid.
There you go. And right. for an additional $9, which would give you 27.
Oh, my God.
If your mom lived in Canada, what town would she live in?
Forsville.
No, and because of that, you have to take the 9
back,
away.
Back down to 18.
Right.
Back down to 18.
The original amount. He's made me so weary.
Congratulations. Thank you, Sid.
Thank you.
And Mike, that's why it's such a great bit every time.
Off the gas. It never fails.
Best one yet.
I'm telling you.
And how are you doing with that touchscreen over there?
There you go. It's fine. It's like what I'm trying to do is put on makeup on Katharine Hepburn's face.
That's a good analogy.
That's what it's like.
It's quality.
Now listen, when we come back, we have guests, and here's all I want to say.
Well, then we'll be on our best behavior.
Mike, you'll want to be. It's the Don and Mike Inventor's Corner.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, love
it's
that.
It's a device that these guys are going to unveil at a gigantic press conference tomorrow in New York.
Ooh.
It's a drinking machine.
Drinking machine.
Hello.
A-W-O-L. Alcohol without liquid.
Ooh.
Oh,
heard about this.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Great. This is the Don and Mike Show.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the sacred time. The time for Don and Mike.
A lot of times we have a guest on the show. I'm a big mouth. I'm the leader of the show, type A. I like step it up. We got a football guest, Stan Lee, Spider-Man, something that's right in my wheelhouse. Right. I think I know a lot about. I'm going to defer to Mike on this one.
Thank you.
To be the leader. It's A-W-O-L, alcohol without liquid.
How incredibly fascinating is that?
Brilliant. They're rolling this product out tomorrow.
Brilliant.
In New York. And, is this Kevin?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Hey, Kevin, what's happening?
How you guys doing?
Now, these guys got a website, awolmachine.com.
Alcohol machine.
Alcohol now, without liquid.
Now, my question would be, and Mike, God, here's the thing. I don't know where to begin.
I know where to begin.
Then please, as number, I said, start and take over here.
The number one question I would ask you that would just spring to mind would be, is it dangerous?
No, there's no evidence to indicate that there's any more risk associated with using AWOL than using alcohol by a responsible adult in a more traditional manner.
Now, how does it work? Do you put like an oxygen mask over your face?
No, you don't use oxygen masks. We have an oxygen generator that pumps a low level of oxygen through a handheld vaporizer, and you pour the alcohol, the liquor in the vaporizer, and it turns it into a mist, and you breathe it in through the mouth.
Oh, Buzz is on the website now. You can see a picture. All right, here's a question.
Here's the device.
Even though, Mike, if you would allow me a dumb layman's question.
If you must.
For instance, I enjoy a double shot of vanilla vodka, a little cranberry juice.
Okay.
Would I be able to put that that concoction into your machine, and then what do? I breathe it? Is that what I
mean? You could put that in there. The cranberry juice is not going to do that much. You might want to put a touch of that in there.
Well, but can you get a flavor?
Would be perfect to go in there.
Can you get a flavor from it?
Oh, yeah. You get a lot of flavor from it.
Now,
great.
Now, here's what I want to know. Do I get as drunk as fast?
No. In fact, it would take you a long time to get drunk on the AWOL.
What's
sorry about that.
Now, hold on a second. Are you working on ways to maybe make it more potent?
No, the AWOL machine is what it is, man. It's different. It's not something that you hook up to get drunk. Okay?
Well, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Oh, I see this going south right now. Wait, you mean to tell me you can't get drunk on it?
Well, you get that a similar feeling to that feeling that an adult gets when enjoying alcohol in a responsible manner, except it's a little bit milder, lower in carbs, lower in calories, and different. I mean, it's just...
Oh, wait, I'm reading here that you can put... You only put one shot every 20 minutes? That's all you can ingest?
Yeah.
Well, what if you put like 8 shots in there?
Well, you know, we advocate responsible use of alcohol by adults.
Okay.
All right, but let's say that you're like a guy like me, and
wait a minute, who's talking?
I'm Don.
Okay. Well, now I'm Don. I'm looking at a picture of you from the website, so I'm not sure.
I'm handsome. I'm strikingly handsome, I'll tell you that.
Well, the dress doesn't quite fit, man.
That dress, boy, that's got a lot of play.
That I really need to get rid of that picture.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, guy like you, go ahead.
So, anyway, I enjoy my vodka. And listen, I'm going to go home tonight. There's a football game on tonight. I'm going to have a nice double. Yeah, and here's a government secret. I might even have two of them.
Okay.
I'm not going to be leaving my house. I'm not going to be driving. I'm going to be in my abode, and I want to get that nice little warm feeling I get from having two of my double vodkas.
And before you answer, Kevin, I will tell you that when I go out, I've got a little Irish pub, and I like to have a drink.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
And, you know, last night I was there. Actually, not there, but two nights ago I was there. And I had, conservatively, I had about 100 beers.
Okay.
So my question to you would be, if Don was to, say, put two shots at a time in there and do it twice, is his brain going to explode real good?
No. You can't fit two shots in there. And the AOL machine was designed to enjoy alcohol in a responsible manner. I mean, that's just
Don and I would both tell you I think I was responsible. I took a cab ride home.
And I didn't. And I don't drive. I really do.
I take a cab ride if I've had more than two drinks.
All right. So let me see. What's the maximum dosage? People's tolerance to alcohol differs. Therefore, you recommend no more than 20 minutes an hour, no more than two sessions in any 24-hour period.
Right, that's correct.
Now, what do you do? Are you guarding against this machine being abused?
Well, yeah, we don't want the AWOL machine abused because it's just, you know, it's something that's fun, it's something that's new, and it's a great way for adults to enjoy alcohol. We don't want it abused.
But it could be, right?
Well, I mean, your car can be abused. You know, we.
Thank you. That's the answer we were looking for. Sorry,
Kevin. What are you so terrified of? I mean, you know, it's like you sell beer. You know, somebody might have one. Somebody might have ten.
Well, yeah. I mean,
as long as they don't drive and you don't encourage them to drive.
Look, the AWOL machine is not a machine to get you drunk. Okay, it's not something to get around.
Why do people drink then?
Well, it's a different way to enjoy alcohol. You know,
I don't enjoy it if I'm not getting drunk.
Me either.
You would enjoy this.
You gotta take the edge off.
Vanilla vodka would be great in this thing.
Kevin, since you're taking it in as a vapor, do you feel the effects faster than if you just drink it?
No, it actually takes a little longer there.
Kevin, I'm so disappointed.
Well, I'm sorry, man. Have you tried IV alcohol, maybe?
Kevin, have you
I always make jokes about it.
Have you taken heat from the authorities? Is that why you have to be so careful with this?
Well, we are getting a lot of heat from a couple guys up here, but it's from people that have not seen the machine. They don't know how it works. They haven't talked to me.
Well, what are they, Kevin? Let's cut through the crap here and find out what are you getting heat about? What are they giving you a hard time about?
Well, they're afraid of it, and they don't know that it's the innocuous product it is, and they don't know that it's just a different way to drink alcohol.
Kevin, see, here's what I'm thinking. When I heard about this and you were booked on our show, I thought a machine that will enable the stuff to get to me faster.
Yeah, anytime you inhale, you would think, as President Clinton knows, that
yeah.
Kevin, let me speak.
I mean, why take the 60 seconds it takes me to drain that 12-ounce glass when I could just put my mouth up to the vacuum cleaner hose?
Got it backwards. If you want that, you're going to have to do it out of the 12-ounce glass.
Oh, dear. Pesky bloating. But if you did put, say, four shots in, and you did that for 20...
It won't fit. But
what if it did fit? What if you made a machine
that did
four in a row?
I don't know. I mean, you know, really, I think if that's what you want, I think you should go for the IV.
Boy, you are. Okay. Somebody's got you scared, Kevin.
Kevin,
you're very nervous about
this. We wish
this.
You good tidings. AWOLmachine.com is the website. You guys are going public with this tomorrow in New York.
That's right.
Good luck, and say hi to everybody in Oblivion for us.
We sure will. Thanks,
right,
guys.
Thank
you. Good luck.
Bye.
Jesus Christ. Jeez, to hell with that.
What's the point of that?
And it's only $3,000 to $4,000. Is that how much it costs? The two-person machine's $3,000. The four-person machine, $3,700.
That is not the best alcohol machine I've ever heard about in my life. That is not a good alcohol machine.
You know, we first contacted them about 6 or 7 weeks ago when it first came. They've taken a decidedly different view since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, shocker.
Here's what I heard initially, is that you do get drunk faster, that it's a slightly different kind of high, doesn't stay with you quite as long, and that there's no hangover from it, and because it's mixed with oxygen, you get a real boost with it. You don't feel tired
or heavy. But it's not true.
Well, he says it's not now, but I think it's because he's scared because he has been taking legal heat.
I think he was drunk.
Says that people's tolerance to alcohol differs. Therefore, it is recommended that no more than 20 minutes an hour.
That's like if you buy a six-pack of beer and they said, we recommend, if it had a label saying, we recommend you only drink one an hour.
Right.
You know.
That's a good recommendation.
Yeah. Right. Come on. Oh, that stinks.
Well, I'm glad we made the call.
The AWOL
vaporizer has a built-in safety device because it takes about 20 minutes to inhale one vaporizer's shot of alcohol.
Oh.
Don't you think that safety device could be easily removed with a screwdriver?
For $4,000? For $4,000?
Yeah.
Forget it. I'll do it the old-fashioned way.
Forget it.
I'll buy the bottle, pour it myself. Forget it. Here is Ed in Delaware. Says he knows how it works. Ed.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Ed, what about this machine?
Hey, it's something similar. My grandmother had emphysema, right? And she was on oxygen, and they gave her this unit that made its own oxygen in the room.
Yeah?
So what you do with this thing is it had a little distilled water bottle. So after she passed away, what we did, we had it for like another 2 weeks before the company took it back.
Yeah.
And my buddies and I filled it up with Jack Daniels. It held like 16 ounces.
And it was
a really sweet buzz. It wasn't like, you don't get full. It was cool. The only thing that really bummed me out was that my grandmother was hooked up to it, but for the buzz.
You can get past that.
Listen, dude, I got to tell you something. You invented the machine he was talking about. You are a good caller, and you are going to get... Hold on, where are you from? Delaware?
Yes, sir.
Well, you listen to 96 Rock?
Yes, sir.
Right on.
He invented the machine. He doesn't know it. He invented the machine.
In Ocean City, we're going to give you a $25 Tower Records gift card. This week at Tower, Elvis CDs and DVDs, 25% off Tower Records. You can go to Tower Online as well. Thank you for the info. Hold on just a second. And what is this, some other guy, some other medical professional? Is this Chris?
Hey, Don. I'm like, how are you guys?
Chris, what are you, a professional or what?
I'm a nuclear medicine technologist.
What does that mean?
It's a part of radiology, and what I do is I inject people with radioactive chemicals, and I scan them. And one of the scans that I do is a lung scan.
Hey, dude, hold on a second. I want to see you guys do good work. I've not even talked about this. I've had a lot of kidney problems over the years.
Right.
And they do this on me,
right,
where they put this stuff in me. It hurts like hell getting this shot.
Right.
But getting this stuff that goes in you so that you go in then, like, to this MRI tube, and they can see all of your organs perfectly, and they can see if the kidney function is working. So anyway,
it's fine unless you're allergic to it,
right?
which I discovered I was when I had my heart scan.
Oh, really?
And I broke. Have you ever experienced anybody that was allergic to the iodine?
We don't use iodine.
Well, whatever you used, I had a heart scan done, and I broke out in hives. And I said to the doctor, I guess the guy that was like doing what you did, I said, "What's the worst case scenario with this thing?" He said, "We're going to flush it out of your system." I said, "What's the worst case scenario?" And he said, "Death."
Anyway, you guys do good work. That's good stuff. That's really helped my doctors.
Yeah, they didn't die. I didn't die. Yeah.
I'm glad you guys didn't die, because you guys rock.
Thank God. And you've never had an allergic reaction to it.
Never, right? And I've had it done countless times.
Right, right. It's a lot
of fun.
I got one hive the one time I did it, and they said, "We're just going to watch you closely," and then I turned into, like, elephant man.
All right, so Chris, what about the machine? Because obviously you know about, stuff like that.
Well, the anatomy of the lungs, real quick, not to take up a lot of your time, is that anything that goes into the lungs immediately goes into the bloodstream and goes right to the brain.
Right.
So this machine will get you drunk really quick. It just depends on how much alcohol you would have to put in it.
Right.
There you go.
So, but I think the issue when he says 20 minutes, what the situation is, I think it takes the alcohol in the shot that much time to become vaporized, so that you will ingest it. That's where the 20 minutes comes in. That's what I would think.
But what about
alcohol goes to the liver and broken down by the liver, and then it goes to the brain.
You'd have to get this machine and go like, what's that show, Orange County Choppers? You'd have to go.
Or the show Big.
Have it souped up.
You'd have to go to like a show like Trading Spaces and have them soup it up for you.
Put a bigger bottle on it, remove the safety device, and away you go.
I'm still thinking about it.
Is Buzz excited about it? Buzz is most likely to have his own machine this weekend.
I'll build one this weekend.
Buzz is going to get is that emphysema machine.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, 24-ounce
drill. Got it.
Hey, doctor, thank you for calling.
All right, take care, you guys.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, it's amazing the things. You know, here, Don, you were saying I was the only one that was going to get excited about that. We all ended up getting excited about it.
Sure. And Buzz
came out of his skin. I got a bitchin' set of tools.
Buzz is over there already figuring out, well, if you put a switch on this way and you move the stuff this way.
Yeah, that doctor called, Buzz was already drawing schematics.
And I only thought you were good at hooking up video equipment, for goodness sake.
Let us know when you get your machine.
I will.
I wonder what scared those guys so much.
You know, and if they don't know the first rule of PR, too. I mean, if you're scared, don't do the radio interviews, guys.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
And I want to mention, if you're in New York City tomorrow and you want to see this unveiled tomorrow evening... Mm-hmm. It's a great location, New York's Meatpacking District.
Hey. That's where Hogs and Heifers is, the Coyote Ugly Bar.
On West 13th Street, so good luck.
I believe Mr. Burbank and I had a visit there once.
Yes, we had a lovely evening there.
Yes, the Meatpacking District has a lot of trendy clubs in New York.
Why don't you run that past all those happy-go-lucky New Yorkers as soon as they find out that you don't get drunk fast?
What would be funny, though, if, you know, and we're not hot in New York, though, is you go down and you try the machine and you just suddenly grab your head and say, I'm blind! That guy's so scary. I can't feel my lips and I'm blind!
Yes. What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, our latest national insecurity... Transvestite terrorists.
Oh, dear.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl? No, Cheryl's not a transvestite.
No, she's just a lesbian.
She's Cheryl the Big Guy.
Yeah.
Right. Alan Lyne wants it.
Now we're getting some.
There you go.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Keep the secret, my precious love.
All right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Station break, WXYV. Live, 105, Baltimore. Dallas, live 105. God, I'm doing this without a list. Let me think. Jesus. I don't know. Look at your own dial.
Yeah.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don, Mike.
With news and comments brought to you by Viramax.
Someone called for a doctor?
Number one, sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Doctor developed and clinically tested. Viramax. Get it at retailers nationwide. 1-888 try the Max.
Mm-hmm.
92.9 WBUF Buffalo.
Good.
KCPS Burlington, Iowa.
You're doing that all. You're not even reading the sheet.
No, I'm just trying to just remember. And KGEO Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
And
970 AM WZAM Portland, Maine.
104.3 The Coyote.
Mm-hmm.
In Austin, Texas, where they will hear this on.
I want to get one called the Bobcat.
They're going to hear this tomorrow. And tomorrow, they're going to hear our Thursday show, and it's going to be Friday.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, it's so stupid.
Hi,
Don and Mike.
Hi there. See, we're on a 20-hour delay.
That's nutty.
In Austin, Texas.
Oh.
And hard to figure.
Who says they're dumb?
Hard to figure.
Wait, here is how you spot a terrorist.
Because, for instance, what do they do on a Monday show?
And they're listening to us holler about the weekend.
Yeah, about what's going to happen on the weekend. What the hell do they do on a Monday show when they're playing a show that's 3 days old?
You're always focusing on the negative. For one thing, we could never spoil Olympic results.
Here's...
I want to
know how to spot a terrorist.
Here's how. Here's how you spot a terrorist.
Please, look for the towel.
She may have a 5 o'clock shadow.
Really?
The National Enquirer says Al-Qaeda operatives have taken to dressing as women to disguise themselves. The tabloid quotes anti-terror officials as saying that citizens need to keep an eye out for transvestite terrorists.
We're going to bomb the building, deal.
Quoting one anti-terror official, we followed one guy dressed as a man from Virginia to L.A. On the way back, he dressed as a woman.
Winner!
The base of the suspect's operation is reportedly a Muslim think tank here on the East Coast. This is a tranny alert.
Ooh.
Now, we like to think that the military leaders who defend our freedom and our lives are cool-headed and clear-thinking.
Right.
Let's hope we're still right. A U.S. Army general is in trouble, seriously, for giving speeches without getting the speeches cleared first by the Pentagon.
Some of what this guy has had to say is in-freaking credible.
Well, you can see why the Pentagon would be concerned. Lieutenant General William Boykin, a top-ranking intelligence officer, has given public speeches in which he has combined official information with his theory that our real enemy is Satan.
Oh, man.
And, you know, this is one of the things, you know, when you sign on AOL, where you get the...
Yeah, like the top stories,
breaking
or
news or whatever.
Right.
This, normally, it will rotate, where it's like Ben and Jen, then it'll swing around like hot temperatures. It was just on AOL today when I signed on. It was just, this guy it had his picture. General says, Satan.
Oh, my God.
Giant letters.
This general has given nearly 24 religion-oriented speeches while in uniform. He called the war on terror a battle with Satan and said America has been targeted, and I quote, because we're a Christian nation. We're actually a nation of many religions. Funny story, the Founding Fathers provided for all those religions when they wrote our Constitution.
Ah, yes, the Constitution. You don't hear about that enough anymore.
Not nearly enough. And speaking of religion and war, a panel of theologians gathered this week. What a coincidence. They gathered theologians this week in the president's home state of Texas to toss around the question, how would Jesus vote? Remember?
I think we had this answered yesterday.
We pondered it yesterday on the show. The day before that, these religious experts from various faiths met in Austin. A political author who was also there told the group, if ever there were a bleeding heart liberal, it was Jesus Christ. I think the carpenter from Galilee was the original Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting a Presbyterian minister, it would surprise a lot of folks to discover there are some very regular church attendees who aren't going to vote for Bush. And a Muslim at the meeting argued that Jesus would vote for the individual, not the party. An historian at the meeting said that Jesus stayed out of politics as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Now in California, the Scott
Jesus.
Peterson...
I just said Jesus, yes. Just because it was politics and... Jesus.
Yeah. They don't mix, do they?
No, they don't.
They really... And I wish leader would recognize that, because it scares... The living daylights.
I'd say that's a Bush and a Kerry, because they've both done that. Stop it. Keep, you know, just keep God out of it.
Right. Yeah, and they have. And I think that, you know, I agree with that. I think the separation of church and state.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Everybody ought to think that way.
In California, the Scott Peterson murder trial came to a screeching halt yesterday because of what we're told is a new development regarding his alleged mistress.
Hold on, Buzz.
That's the trial coming to a screeching halt. But because of a gag order, we don't know the details of this new development.
That was a gag.
Yes. The delay comes just after the revelation that Lacey's mom called Scott a blanking liar in a phone call right after Lacey's disappearance and begged him to tell her where he'd ditched the body.
I don't know if you have heard... any of the stuff from these tapes.
I've heard the stuff with his mistress.
Yeah.
This is new.
The stuff that they... Okay, yeah, give this to
from
us,
from the transcript.
Because this is new stuff, not just him with the... Anyway, go ahead.
From the transcript of a phone call. You killed my daughter, didn't you? No, I didn't, Mom. Yes, you did, Scott. I want you to tell me where my daughter is.
Please set this up one more time.
Okay.
We're not talking about Amber Fry here.
Right after Lacey Peterson disappeared... Lacey's mom talked to Scott on the phone. Court TV has a transcript of that conversation, and that's what I'm reading to you now.
Okay, so this is not the Amber Fry stuff that we've all heard before.
This is Scott Peterson speaking with his mother-in-law.
Lacey's mom, yeah, right, his mother-in-law. You killed my daughter, didn't you? No, I didn't, Mom. Yes, you did, Scott. I want you to tell me where my daughter is. I want to be able to bury my daughter. He starts to respond. She cuts him off. I'm tired of your lies. You have looked me in the eye for years, lying to me and Lacey. Now, where is she? I wish I knew, Scott answers. Stop lying, says Stacy's mom. For once in your life, take some responsibility and tell me the goddamn truth. End quote. The call ends with Peterson's mother-in-law telling him, quoting again, the police are going to be seeing you before long, Scott, and your world is crumbling.
This is meaningless. This is just like all the conversations he's had with Amber Fry.
Right.
Nothing in the any.
None of these will convict
the guy. None of these will convict him because, I mean, he has never, not from anything I've read or heard, he has never admitted anybody that he did anything.
From day one, it's circumstantial. But God, freaking guilty with the Amber Fry tapes. Uh-huh. And now this, and you know, that Amber Fry chick was pretty smart that towards the end when she was taping him. All she says is, I know you did it. I know you did it.
This is really horrible of me, but no, I don't think she was smart. I think the opposite is true. I think the fact if she had been coached on how to bring him out a little bit by maybe a psychologist, because they were wiring her. Mm-hmm. They're the ones, you know, the prosecution, right, the government said, you know, go after this guy.
I thought she did a good job in that regard.
But he's Iron Man. He doesn't even flinch. He doesn't blink one time.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I think she did a credible job. I think she's... Now, she's dumb just because she's a stupid bimbo who slept with Scott Peterson.
Right.
But I think she's smart for exactly that reason, that they were telling her what to do. And when you hear the tapes, the actual audio, she's actually quite forceful. She's trying as hard as she can. Mm-hmm.
Right, and what I'm saying...
And she's been coached, but you're right, too.
He's so slick. Yeah.
He's
total slick e-boy.
He is.
But I was thinking if they had somebody say, hey... Take this tact with him, you know, maybe he would volunteer something. I don't think he would have been even in those circumstances.
No, I think he was braced for that.
Ed Rooney.
This is George Peterson.
George Peterson. That's Sloan out in front.
Well, let's wait and see what this new Amber Fry development is that we haven't heard the details of yet. And as I've said before, when it ends up in the hands of the jury, who knows what can happen.
Mm-hmm. Not to belabor this point, but the Amber Fry thing, now this, whatever this is, this has now stopped the trial for the rest of the week?
Or until further notice, yes.
How long has this been going on? Like 10 months, 11 months?
Long time.
Longer. Well, when did he kill her? Like Christmas?
Because, God, if we could just get Oprah out there.
There's still time. There's still time. Is someone looking to kill Michael Jackson? The Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department.
Hold on a second.
Michael Soares.
I am.
Sheriff's Office in Santa Barbara County beefed up courthouse security for Michael's court appearance this week after...
You should not do. You should not say he's an animal. You should not say he's jackal.
Jackal.
I'm not a jackal.
Jackal.
I'm not a jackal.
They boosted security after threats were made against Jackson. This, not according to Jackson's people, but according to the Sheriff's Office.
Michael Soares.
I read him under both names.
Don Geronimo.
Now, in another development, Jacko has asked the judge for permission to make a public statement. Asking permission is wise, since the judge has a strict gag order on this case.
I think the public statement will be that Macaulay Culkin has beautiful bee-sting lips.
I love Macaulay's beautiful bee-sting lips, but please don't call me Jackal.
Jackson wants to answer a report publicly. The report says that he was not manhandled when he turned himself in on these latest charges.
He wanted to be boy-handled.
Jackson had said on 60 Minutes, you recall, that he was injured. A state investigation says he wasn't, said that he was seen lifting his children with those same injured arms later that day.
But I was in excruciating agony.
Jacko now wants to respond to that, and the latest development today is that the stepfather of the accuser has testified that people in Jackson's camp offered him and his family money to make a new video indicating that Michael was a good guy just after that documentary came out that had him holding hands with the boy and saying it's okay to sleep with kids.
Buzz, you mentioned 60 Minutes.
Right.
We need a tape. If anybody has 60 Minutes from last night, night, Wednesday night.
With Larry?
They did a 20-minute thing with Larry King that I was dying for. Rob calls me up and says, turn it on right now. And unfortunately, I was not able to TiVo it or tape it.
Right.
But it's Larry being... So Larry, describing himself as Larry from the corner.
Right.
Literally said, I'm curious.
At a diner, you know, convincing with his friends.
Sure.
His boyhood friends.
I'm Larry.
Lots of talk about him being an old dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If anybody has that tape, we'll give you a prize because there's like an entire show worth of Larry King tape.
Oh, my God. I'm Larry. I'm just curious.
My jaw dropped. I'm Larry of the corner.
Larry of the corner?
Yeah. Larry of the corner.
Oh, wow. No. No.
Larry of the corner. So if anybody out there has the 60 Minutes from last night, please, we desperately need that. We desperately need that because curious. Very, very curious, and we love breakfast.
It's a gold mine. And funny stories of Olympic proportions when we come back.
Oh, you're crazy with your timing, Buzz.
Yeah.
Look at that, right on the mark.
And he's curious.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life.
Hi, baby.
Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
God is the ride.
Hi, baby.
Back on. Brought to you by BG Pride. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, sexy.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for listening, Chief. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, don't forget tomorrow on the show, along with the regular Friday favorites, we're going to have Ron Benisham. Ron?
Who's that?
Ron
Bennington?
No, Ron Bennington.
No. Ron Bennington coming on the show?
Ron Benjamin.
Benzeman.
He is the guy in the tutu at the Olympics, who crashed the Olympics with the GoldenPalace.com thing.
Right. And he's probably going to jail.
He has been arrested. He's been sentenced to five months.
Yes.
5 months in jail. He'll join us tomorrow, making his first United States appearance.
And we'll give him a hearty round of applause.
Oh, we will.
Because silliness in any venue.
That's tomorrow.
I can't imagine a Grecian prison would be that bad.
I like you saying Grecian.
Grecian.
Right.
You know what I would...
Everybody comes out with dark hair.
Beautiful. Only their hairdresser knows for sure.
I would have to ask for liquid soap.
Yeah, I would think so.
No, I would not have a bar.
Absolutely.
Bar.
You can still drop liquid soap, though. You're just trying to scrape it up off the floor.
Yeah.
Yuck. And then who knows what could happen.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your tutu on.
It's not soap.
If you drop liquid soap on the floor, though,
it would probably just rinse down the drain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think
you're probably right on
with liquid soap.
Yeah, liquid soap.
Or maybe I would just be like Elvis and just take the deodorant pills.
Yeah. And just sponge off. That works fantastic. That's all you need. The Canadian. He is a Canadian, by the way, who jumped into the synchronized swimming pool at the Olympics wearing clown shoes and a tutu, is scheduled for jail. The man who did it to advertise an online gambling casino could be behind bars for up to 5 months, as we just said. He would also have to pay a fine of several hundred dollars. But he has appealed the court's decision, so in the meantime, he's out on bail. That's why we get to talk to him tomorrow.
And he will make his case in the court of public opinion tomorrow on Don and Mike Show.
I'll be very curious to know about the Greek legal system and find out whether he really is going to do the time. And because of what he did, security in Athens has been stepped up at the Olympics.
Well, nice that they finally stepped it up.
That's right. God, I think he provided a public service over there. Actually, I think so. The TV pictures have told the story, section after section of empty seats at the Olympic Stadium. Officials in Athens are reportedly under intense pressure from Olympic officials to start handing out free tickets to the games to try to fill those seats. First couple of days of the games, you had to buy tickets. By day three, they were giving them away, and they've added another 35 ticket booths, hoping that will help.
That is sad. That's like if you've ever been to Hollywood, California, down by Mann's Chinese Theater. So you're walking around in there, and they're saying, you know, who wants to see a TV show? And it's like something dumb, like Too Close for Comfort or whatever the show is.
Or some show that hasn't even been on the air.
King of Queens.
King of Queens. King of Queens always.
Well,
they have a permanent stand.
They had like a regular bus that went to the nursing home.
They did. He's not kidding. Mike's not kidding about that.
They were there the last time. Yeah.
They did bus in a group of senior citizens for the taping.
Friday night out. Well, after the Olympics getting off to a slow rating start for NBC, those have finally picked up and turned around, but still a lot of empty seats in the stadiums. Now, if anything could save the Olympics, this has got to come close. Volleyball babes in bikinis jumping up and down.
Yeah, you better believe it. I was on Yahoo the other day looking at the pictures they had from the beach volleyball.
Yahoo. The folks who organized the Olympic volleyball competitions put a dozen attractive cheerleaders outside their arena this week. The girls were dancing in their skimpy, bright orange bikinis. They do this sort of thing all the time on the volleyball circuit, but not usually at the oh-so-dignified Olympics, and yeah, some people are outraged.
Here's the thing that I think is great about this. Not only is it fun to watch, mm-hmm. and you know, they throw in some of the bikini models, volleyball ain't a bad sport to watch. I mean, it's kind of a fun sport to watch.
Especially
really
with babes.
Mm-hmm. I think the Olympics suck. I've not watched 1 second. I could give a rat's ass, except for following how poorly our basketball team is doing.
Mm-hmm.
P.U.
Yeah, it's not as popular as it used to be.
Quoting one volleyball player, however, it's disrespectful to have girls in bikinis out there dancing. Her partner says it'd be more fair if there were also hunky guys in bikinis. Volleyball is one of the most attended sports at the Olympics and among the most watched on the TV coverage.
And incidentally, when I did turn it on and see our girls over there, our girls in red, white, and blue,
right. Yeah.
They all sure did look like they had the bodies of 13-year-old boys.
Are you talking about which sport?
Volleyball.
Oh, the volleyball?
Our volleyball team.
Yes.
Our female volleyball team.
13-year-old boys, but tall 13-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm. All I noticed, Carpenter's Delight.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you're right about that.
Flat as a board.
And I was actually, yeah.
You did a screw.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure about the screwing part, but.
I'd recommend checking out the Brazilian team, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anything from Brazil.
Yeah.
And remember, you can't spell Brazil without B-R-A.
Well, maybe you're right. I mean, about those players.
And Dr. Ray, that Dr. 90210 was from Brazil today.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
He knows
his way around a body.
Oh, and speaking of Dr. Ray, the guy that was on from 90210, yeah. Dr. 90210.
Yeah.
That's for him. A famous plastic surgeon we had on the show today. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ray. Now, the Norwegian women's volleyball players, meanwhile, have been told to stop wearing their birth control patches.
The patches are made by the team's sponsor. That's not a sponsor of the Olympic Games. That's why they've been told to remove them.
God.
The patches did not bear the name of the maker, so they weren't specifically advertising, but the Norwegian team has removed the patches from visible spots, at least, to keep the peace with Olympic officials.
You gotta give that volleyball a look. You really do.
And as I've said all along, if you really want those patches to work, there's only one place to put them.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, Don talked earlier about the New Jersey governor's situation and the fact that Joe Piscopo may be running, but that whole ugly affair in New Jersey pales by comparison this story. There's also embarrassment, however, over a former public official in Ohio. The former mayor of North Olmsted has been on TV, on people's TVs in their homes at dinner time. Pictures of him drunk, passed out, and totally naked in public. This was all documented by the dashboard camera on the police car that rescued him.
Oh, dear.
And the tape made the evening news. He was rolled up kind of on a driveway in a fetal position with his shirt wadded up
click,
as a pillow.
Click, click, click.
Mayor Rusty Ford. So the tape made the evening news, and so did his blood alcohol level, which was 3 times the legal limit.
Click. Click, click, click.
He'd been busted before for drunk driving. The former mayor has issued an apology from his new digs at the Betty Ford Clinic.
Click, click.
And then there's the judge in Oklahoma City who's resigned over accusations he reached under his robe during cases and pleasured himself in court. 57-year-old Donald Thompson wasn't just pounding the gavel. He's also accused.
Now, let me just tell you. Watch it there, Buzz. I'd hate to have to use that delay button.
Judges use gavels. What can I tell you?
He come to judge.
He's also accused of using a pump that's often found in adult novelty stores in court.
God.
Behind the bench. Officials were planning to yank the judge off the bench, but by announcing his resignation, he can now retire with a pension that will give him the free time and all the toys he can afford.
God.
Wow.
Thank you, Your Honor.
In sports.
Stop jerking me around with all these stories. I'm on the button, for goodness sake.
I'm glad he was yanked off the bench.
In sports, a college football player in Maryland's gotten a break, even though the judge says he's guilty of assaulting a cop. 20-year-old Greg Powell was busted in a motel raid where cops found underage kids pouring out beer. Powell swore at the cops, tried to leave. He got pepper sprayed and arrested. Then he fought with the officers, tried to run. But because even probation would wreck his football career, the judge said, and I quote, "You're guilty of sin. I'm going to find you not guilty. It's a gift." Marcus Dixon's football career was not ruined in spite of being convicted for molesting a 15-year-old girl in Georgia when he was 18. Although he did some time, he'll be at Hampton University in Virginia this fall on an athletic scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, this is the story of a woman, a man.
And the point of those stories was?
Well, the football jocks get all the break.
Yeah, I was being facetious.
Just like in high school.
I get your sarcasm,
I won't
okay?
let it go.
I get
but he's bitter. Yeah. Finally, this is the story of a woman, a man, a minivan, and murder.
Oh.
Murder?
Was he cheating on her? No, but he did sneak away while the two of them were fishing. She was angry and got even angrier when he laughed at her once she got back to their apartment. The Salt Lake City woman is now in jail for using the family minivan to run over her husband five times while he screamed for mercy. He's dead.
Five.
Starlene Rutkowski now faces charges for minivan murder.
Starlene!
You were right all along.
Yeah, no, that, you know, first it's stupid people, then criminals. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. We're out.
Starlene!
We gotta go.
Don't run over me, Starlene!
We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Our thanks today to Dr. Ray. Dr. 90210, watch your show Sunday night at 10, 9 Central on E! Exclamation point. Also, AWOLmachine.com. Those guys sure did change their story once they got on the air.
Yeah, somebody got to them.
And that's it. Oh, and thank you for hung for cash today. We'll see you tomorrow with the guy that made the splash at the Olympics and a Friday favorite. And good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Want to see my birth control patch?
That's actually quite lovely. Oh, God. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, man, wash your mouth out.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
It's not too late to register for fall classes at Strayer University. Attend class on campus or take classes online. Call 1-888-6-STRAYER.
Want more this summer? Then get more. By going to the Chrysler 96-hour event.